Do you know what? That whenever I hear those figures, that's exactly what I always think. Dr. Niall Campbell, thank you so much for talking to us. A voice of sanity there. Consultant psychiatrist at Roehampton Hospital and expert on addictions. No handbags, as Tom Ford, the designer, says, don't make you happy. Tell you what makes me happy. When John Holmes comes into the
and
studio
drops
and drops lots
of
things. You're right there, love. Did you hurt
Sorry
yourself?
I was carrying a lot of stuff, wasn't I? It was a bit...
it's a lot of stuff. For normal human beings, it wouldn't have been a lot of stuff. Because you're so tiny, obviously, it was. That's probably why.
I was carrying Ian Rankin's new book because he's in as a guest today. So I've got to
is
read that.
Is he really a guest?
No, he's really coming. He's actually genuinely in at 2:30.
It's not someone pretending.
No, it's really.
Just checking.
It's really him. Yes.
We're almost out of time, but what else is happening on your show?
Michael Heseltine killed a dog.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't talk about that today.
That's what I'm going to be talking about.
It's genuinely.
Michael Heseltine's dog strangling service.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a dead dog? Heseltine's your man.
Yeah, dog I've had for years. It bit me, so I strangled it.
So I strangled it.
Yeah.
I think you did the same with Mrs. Thatcher.
On that note, John Holmes coming up with you in just a couple of minutes here at Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4. As Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Did you know that with Jet2.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on 3x2-inch sawn easy edge timber for only 99 pence per metre ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Do you know, it is as well. Good afternoon. Hello, it is that, what that bit of production said. It's Tuesday, I'm John Holmes. Some programme coming up. Before that, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK will fight back cyber attacks, calls for a review into rejected Orgreave inquiry, and Zayn Malik reveals he had an eating disorder.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor insists the UK will strike back if it comes under a cyber attack. A package of measures aimed at protecting the government, businesses and citizens from online threats, including state-sponsored hackers, have been announced. Philip Hammond's been outlining what it'll involve.
The new strategy is built on three core pillars: defend, deter and develop, underpinned by £1.9 billion of transformational investment.
A man who killed his mother with a chainsaw has been jailed for life. 47-year-old Robert Owens will serve at least 12 and a half years in prison for murdering Iris Owens in their garden near Caerphilly in May. Campaigners are considering seeking a judicial review after the government rejected calls for an inquiry into policing during the miners' strike. The Home Secretary says it's not in the public interest to examine what happened at Orgreave in South Yorkshire in 1984. It's claimed Iraqi special forces have taken most Mosul's state TV building. Troops launched a massive operation 2 weeks ago to drive out the Islamic State group from the city. UKIP leadership contender Paul Nuttall has told Talk Radio the party's at risk of tearing itself apart. His comments follow a high-profile argument last month between two MEPs in Strasbourg that ended with one in hospital. Mr. Nuttall says whoever replaces Nigel Farage needs to unite the members.
UKIP hasn't been a happy place for 18 months. It just needs to be brought together. It needs someone who's not part of any faction. Otherwise, it may well not survive. And that is something I could not leave on my conscience. I know I have to step in.
And the singer Zayn Malik has revealed he had an eating disorder while in One Direction. The 23-year-old's opened up about his anxiety, saying he'd often be so busy he'd forget to eat.
Talk Radio National Weather.
England and Wales staying mostly cloudy with a few spots of rain. Mostly dry and bright elsewhere, but feeling cooler with highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
That's sad news about Zayn Malik. But I have to say, did he just say he was so busy he forgot to eat?
He did say
that. Is that an eating disorder or is that a memory disorder?
I think there's more
to the story that you let us know.
Yeah, because I don't have all day to talk about it.
Oh, fine.
Although you are now giving me the chance to talk more about it.
Well, I don't know the details, but given the quote, I didn't know what that... Doesn't matter, it's fine.
Mm.
Anyway, is he all right now? That's the main thing.
I think he's better now. He's
good. And it's good that he's spoken out, Victoria, because it's, especially with men, mm-hmm. it's not as widespread as you might... Well, it's more widespread than you might think, but he's spoken out about it. I think that's a good thing.
No, it is a good thing. You're right.
There you go.
I think there's a stigma attached to male eating disorders.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So he's done a good thing there. Who does he go out with, Zayn Malik?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Gigi Hadid.
Who?
Gigi Hadid.
What's that?
She's a model. Her mum was on some reality TV show in the
US. I thought we talked about him the other day in showbiz when we didn't really know what we were talking about, as usual. But he was... I'm sure his name cropped up. Wasn't he... When Rhys came in, did the showbiz,
mm-hmm.
saying, Matt, you said it wasn't...
Why are you looking at me?
Well, you know about young people.
He used to go out with a Little Mix.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Perry.
Perry.
Is she the one with the sauce?
Yeah, that's right.
Did she taste
I think
it?
He dumped her by text
did
and
he?
They were engaged.
Did she taste of peanuts?
I've never tasted her.
That's satay.
Oh, yeah. Is she the other one in Little Mix?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I get mixed up.
That's what the mix is. It's yeah, a mix right. of all the
yeah,
sauces.
Yeah, it's like it's a Bombay mix. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's her reggae.
Yeah, satay reggae, and peri.
Yeah,
and that's Little Mix. Good. Glad we've established that. Let's do some sort of program thing.
Sport.
Oh yeah. All right. Do you want to introduce it?
Here's the sport with Ben Fletcher. It's pre-recorded, as we all know.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There are three British sides in Champions League action this evening. Arsenal can qualify for the knockout stages in Talk Sport's live commentary game. They travel to Ludogorets. Over on Talk Sport 2, we full live coverage of Celtic's trip to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Brendan Rodgers' side were beaten 2-0 in the reverse fixture in Glasgow. Despite that, the Celtic manager is confident of their chances.
There's no doubt that we can win here. You know, if we perform to the level that we know we can, then, of course, it's a possibility for us, or else we wouldn't be here.
In the other game in Celtic's group, Manchester City host Barcelona. Some other football news in brief. There are two games in Sky Bet League One this evening. Bristol Rovers are at home to Fleetwood and Coventry host Chesterfield.
Has Ben finished yet?
Inter Milan have sacked head coach Frank de Boer after he won just four of his first 11 league games. He only joined the club pre-season. Finally, Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho could find out today if he'll face punishment for being sent to the stands in their goalless draw with Burnley at the weekend. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Victoria there with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this new Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 4 shows while watching a fifth, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2 TV box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am Noel Edmonds on crack. Is it the sound, John, of Cornelius' trials in Sweden?
Dark Witches' Lives Matter.
Imagine Victoria's mouth.
This mouth?
The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
It just can't get my head
No, Michael McIntyre, no.
No, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
It's just like calling your nan.
It's not like calling my nan, because she's dead.
Oh, no, it is.
Hashtag Harasscast.
I was led to believe, just through tradition, that a witch is Asprodcast. Hello, Dave.
A student has been expelled from a fraternity for taking pumpkin carving to a whole new level.
Because he hadn't checked. Put your knees back together.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am out to get it on a journey,
so good afternoon then. Hello to you and welcome to your Tuesday Talk Radio in the afternoon, 1-4 weekday arrangement. I am and remain John Holmes. And unlike Hillary Clinton's emails, rest assured that this programme is A, secure, and B, all of its private correspondence definitely only refers to Hillary Clinton's daughter's wedding, her mother's funeral and her yoga routines. And it's only being investigated now in case this radio programme is somehow connected to another radio programme that sent a picture of its own junk to a girl he shouldn't have done. Just like the US politician Anthony Weiner did. Weiner, of course. American for penis. Let me be clear, this programme did no such thing. This radio programme, no, it would never do that. Let me be clear, the radio programme that did that, well, let's just say he doesn't work here anymore. But we're here, and like those bikers in Leeds, riding up and down the A65 all dressed as Mad Max to celebrate Halloween last night. Here we come down the highway of your Tuesday afternoon on a silver black phantom little listen to afternoon show, where we've squashed radio features of dubious quality in the gaps where the adverts travel and news isn't. And speaking of Halloween, by the way, it was Halloween last night, obviously. So I did, as you know, Virgin Radio Drive Time last night. I went straight from here downstairs to our sister station, Virgin Radio, where I sat in doing Drive Time from 4 till 7. But what happened was, Kate Lawler, okay, who presents the afternoon show, like, on the same time as us, she'd got a big box of sweets, all right? Mm. That she said these are, were Halloween, it's like a big bucket of sweets called Spooky Bucket, right? Anyway, in there, it's not Julia's nickname, leave it. In there were those love hearts. You know love hearts, the sweets, the love hearts?
Yeah.
Right, well, so what I decided we'd do was, because it was Halloween, and there were kids and sort of people dressed up walking around on the streets, I thought we'd do trick-or-treating. So I said, if you want to come to Virgin Radio and knock on the door, it'll A, confuse the guy in reception, but B, producer Jane, because it was a proper producer working there, we'll come outside and we'll give you sweets if you come and trick and treat Virgin Radio. But what I thought, love hearts weren't appropriate. So what I did was I unwrapped, you can carefully unwrap a packet of love hearts, can't you, if you, you know, just undo the sides. Yeah. So I took them all out individually, but I changed them into hate hearts for Halloween. So, you know, like love hearts, they say like things like miss you on a love heart sweet, and I miss you and big love. Be mine, that sort of thing. So I altered them with a Sharpie. So the one that said miss you just said rotting flesh. Oh. And Big Love said stench of the dying priest.
How big were these love hearts?
I wrote in little, very small handwriting. Be mine turned into severed limb guts. True love became death scream. And need you became architect of the melancholic apocalypse. Which is a song by the death metal band The Chasm. So, and then I gave them to children. Happy Halloween, everyone! Anyway, shall we see what's written in the blood of today's show menu? Headline hijacks on the way, of course. We invite you to make up a news story and see it storm the metaphorical bastille that is Victoria's News. She is the gatekeeper. And out of her mouth...
This mouth.
Ooh, that mouth. Cometh the news. But also cometh out of it, cometh the news lie. Your invitation then to fear but fabricate and fake a news story. Get it into Victoria's Bulletin. And become victorious in Victoria's News. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the text number. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That is Headline Hijack. We will meet another lonely luncher as well. Of course, all you have to do is get in touch with us to win a gift prize. Just come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. You could be inducted into our ever-growing Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here's the way you can get in touch with that. LonelyLuncherTalkRadio.co.uk. Today's round of work experience punditry sees Sophie back. Sophie's back 2 days in a row. And she's here to review the new music today. She's got new music. There's the day's big stories condensed and dribbled and analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. What are we asking them today? What are we asking them today? What do they think today? The people on the streets, what do they think? What do they think?
Well, John, I'm very pleased to tell you that today they are thinking...
Carrot sticks?
Carrot sticks or swans.
Right, good. Now we got there in the end. But let us know what you think. Do you think carrot sticks or do you think swans? Let us know. There's the diversity paper review today. Who's going through the papers today?
Josh
is going through the papers today. He's our diversity today. We'll bring you hot guest action, hot literary guest action, as Ian Rankin, only one of the most successful authors in the world, joins us at around 2:30. Plus, it's your chance to win some meat. Now, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or sausages...
Because it's a Tuesday!
...in a game of band or a post-Halloween game of band or demon. Or you could have a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist,
all
right?
That's right. Ginger Dave is not producing. Apparently, a student knocked on his door for Halloween for trick-or-treat and, well, she didn't get a treat, let me tell you that. We think he killed her. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
You're back to her normal self after yesterday's aberration of joy and cheer because it was Halloween. I saw her on all fours in the road outside gobbling up the hate hearts that the children had dropped. Marta's on buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hiya.
All right. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, I do.
Paid intern Cornelius has got a big announcement later. A big...
Yeah, big...
Career
announcement.
...based announcement for Cornelius later on the programme. I'm John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio in the Afternoon programme from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday.
is only you. 18 minutes past one, and as Talk Radio's self-appointed head of music, why would I be playing a cover version of Only You? That's Smith and Burrows from their Christmas album. Smith and Burrows. Tom Smith from Editors, Andy Burrows from Razorlight, and also from off of David Brent's band. Only You. Playing that on the radio, but why? Cornelius, look. You look inquisitive there.
I cannot think of one editorial reason as to why you would play...
Think about it. Remember, why do I play a song? Why?
Because it's linked to the big story.
It links to today's big story, that's right.
Why is it relevant to play a Christmas song?
Think about it. It's not a Christmas song.
Well, it's off a Christmas album.
It's not a Christmas song.
It's not originally by them.
No. Getting warmer.
So Only You.
Yes.
So is it about me?
No.
Is the big story me?
Later.
Okay, is it about you?
No.
Is it about Cass's housemate, you?
No.
I don't know then.
Well, it's because it is, as I said, it's a cover version, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that
about
song has
covers.
Been covered. No, it's been covered many times. It's been covered by the Flying Pickets.
No. Oh, Pickets! So, the Battle of Orgrave.
Yeah, no.
Is that the story?
No. It's just coincidence.
Oh,
it's actually because it was by the Flying Pickets, but it was also by Yazoo.
Yeah, Yazoo.
Yeah.
The Milkshake.
No. The band, Yazoo.
Yeah, but is the Milkshake the news story?
No.
Is it something to do with milk?
No.
What is it then?
Well, Yazoo sounds a bit like Yahoo, doesn't it? And that's, they've got emails, and Hillary Clinton's in trouble for emails.
Did you really not think of a better?
That's today's big story song.
Song. Like one that was a bit closer to the story.
There isn't
one. I mean, Yazoo. Just play the Yazoo version.
I didn't think of that.
No.
Right, so that's today's big story. We'll be talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. Where are we? Turns out Donald Trump has now overtaken her in a poll today of the American people because of this email leak story to do with the FBI. But now it turns out Donald Trump, there might be a video of Donald Trump in an orgy that the Russians are blackmailing him with. We'll get to the bottom, we'll get to somewhere with it next, but we're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Ask Broadcast is through the... She's through the...
Miserable window.
That's the noise her arm makes.
Yeah.
Could you get us a guest, please?
What's up?
An American.
Okay.
Great. Cass will get us a guest. It'll be an American. We'll talk to them next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some things are made to cope with puddles and rain. Others deal with the stickiest of mud. And as for the snow, that takes a warm coat and sure footing. But when it comes to dealing with all conditions, there's only one thing that springs to mind. Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC. All-wheel drive performance in any condition. So whatever the weather or road throws at you, you're ready. To see the range for yourself, visit the 4MATIC weekend at your local Mercedes-Benz retailer between the 4th and 7th of November.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
eBay has a fantastic range of refurbished technology that is as good as new this Christmas.
Oh, my mum is driving me mad. She's been on at me for not doing my homework.
Laptops.
She won't let me watch what I want to watch on TV.
HD TVs.
On at me for not letting her know when I'm out late.
Smartphones.
She's even moaning about me not tidying up my room.
Vacuum cleaners. Save up to 50% when you buy refurbished technology compared to buying new on eBay. The ultimate Christmas gifts for your little darling shop. Conditions apply.
There's another massive week coming up on BT Sport. Man City face Barcelona again in the UEFA Champions League on Tuesday. Can Pep get his revenge? We'll also see what Arsenal can do against Ludogorets. On Wednesday, Spurs and Leicester continue their European campaign. And on Thursday, Man United visit Fenerbahce in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Sunday, Arsenal face Spurs in the North London Derby. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays at the moment through Guildford on the A3. This city northbound heading towards Hogsback for the A31. There's been an accident there and one lane's out. Queues are now back towards Puttenham. Derbyshire's A6 through Watts Stanwell is currently closed because of an accident involving a car and a lorry. So on the road as you head towards Matlock, you can find delays for both sides of the A6. The A6 through Shapping Cumbria is busy after earlier problems, and Cardiff's Northern Avenue as you head into the city struggling because of works at the Gabalfour Interchange. I'm Joanna Adams.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 2nd and the 5th of November 2016 to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Get around the problem of getting around with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the higher rate disability living allowance or enhanced personal independence payment.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And here it is. Have you got a pen or pencil and a piece of paper? I'm going to give you the recipe for a perfect Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. A portion of politics, a cup full of current affairs, and a caster sugar bowl full of showbiz. All that and music news, and we are spoiling you each and every breakfast. Mmm, there's a mouthful.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk, essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Good afternoon. That's what it says there. I'm just repeating it. I don't really know what it means. Right, it's time for today's big story. That's what we're talking about. So Hillary Clinton's emails continue to dominate the front pages, the anti-Clinton camp claiming illegality, the Clinton team crying foul, saying the original investigation cleared her of any wrongdoing. But have the FBI broken the law by releasing details of their case? Will it screw Hillary out of the Oval Office? In stark contrast to her husband, who screwed someone in there. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has said that the director of the FBI has, and I quote, balls. Although no word yet as to whether Donald Trump has tried to grope them. Preferring, as he does, a complete stranger's hoo-ha. But what to make of it all? On the line now is the British-based American commentator, political commentator, talk show host, man, Charlie Wolf. Hello.
Hey, how are you? It's the greatest show on earth, and it's only playing for one more week. Standing room only audiences have loved it. So no, get your tickets.
No, this show goes on for longer than the next week.
I know. Well, I mean, this is the main off-Broadway run. Then in a couple weeks, it'll go on Broadway. But if you want to see the off-Broadway production with the original cast, you want to, you know, tune in now.
Is it? I mean, let's get to the bottom of it. Has Hillary actually done anything wrong with these emails?
Yeah, I think she. Well, to be fair, we don't know what's in these emails yet, but I'm told they have nothing to do. This is what I've heard just a little while ago. They're not Uma Abedin's emails. They're supposedly hers. And I think there's a good chance that she's done something wrong. You know, they're not going to go take this sort of a step unless there's something there. Now, granted, Comey, the director, said, I don't know what's in these emails, but I think what's happened is, remember, there was a different investigation. This is just like, it's like a daytime soap opera, an American style soap opera.
Yeah,
they were investigating her husband. Her husband, of course, was Wiener, the disgraced congressman.
And this is the man who would send pictures of his junk to people.
Yes. You know that also Donald Trump hasn't groped.
It's only a matter of time, I'm sure. But go on.
He had allegedly texted images of himself to a 15-year-old, so there was an investigation going on, a separate investigation. While they were going through these emails, they suddenly pull one up or what have you and say, oh, wait a minute, this looks rather interesting. So they've seen, obviously, enough that they were going to go to the boss and say, this is what we found.
Yeah.
So they were able to see this under the warrant they had to search his machine, but then they had to get a separate warrant. But again, my point being, I don't think that Comey's going to go and reinstall an investigation for nothing. You know, right, you just don't take that kind of a step.
Sort of no smoke without fire scenario. Is the, because obviously the other side of this, people are saying that the FBI might have broken the law by doing this because it could alter the outcome of an election. What's the thinking on that?
Yeah, this is what I think is called the Hatch Act. And from every source I've heard, said there's no way. They are doing their job. And if it has consequence, it's not the FBI's fault. It's her fault. You know, if Hillary had, you know, declared all her emails, didn't hide 30,000 and have them scrubbed, then we wouldn't be in this position. I don't know if you're a parent or not, but, you know, it's like, okay, so you know, like I know, when, you know, your son or your child comes out and says, well, it's your fault, Daddy. If you hadn't found me playing with the matches, then, you know, then I wouldn't have been in trouble. It's like, no, you don't play with the matches.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's happened here.
Oh, I see. And it's all to do with, as well, that she had her own, going back to when this originally started, she had her own server in her house, right?
Yes.
Now, who the hell has their own server in her house?
Well, I mean, and not just any place. Just, you know, listen, if I was there in talk radio towers and I had the client list of all your advertisers on my own personal server back home, you know, just because it's a little bit more convenient, and also you're mixing in your yoga classes, which I know you do, John.
I certainly do.
You know, I could, you know, there you'd get in trouble, and that's only at talk sport towers. But we're talking the Secretary of State. This is like the number three person in the administration. So it's not like they're, you know, one of the you know, lower down to unskilled labor persons.
Yeah.
You know, she should know what's going on, and she's got state secrets on her computer sitting at home. And now we find out, not only that, somehow they've gone over to Uma Abedin's machine, which is the same machine that her husband, who's, you know, flashing porn around the world, you know, I mean, you know, this one's not even hard for a dummy like me to figure out. You know, you just don't do that.
So is this going to alter the outcome of the election? Because it's interesting, I was reading this just before we came on air, there was another national poll in America that now puts Trump ahead. Now, and when you sort of look at the evidence, what you've got is a man accused of misogyny, of sexual assault, of civil suits, of a rape trial. All of this stuff about Trump, so there's all this been going on, and now the emails thing, it's like the Americans think that the email thing is worse than the Trump thing. I mean, well, are they? Is it?
In a way, yeah. Well, first off, the Trump things, and listen, I come from a Republican background, so let me put my hands in the air and post my colors to the mast. But most of that stuff is personal stuff. A lot of it, I think, from what I've heard, sounds to be taken wildly out of context. I know people that know him. I know people that have met him. And everyone has said he's an extremely smart man. He's gracious. He's well-spoken. So, you know, a lot of this, I think, and this is what's also turned me off personally to Hillary. When she gets up there and she goes to that little litany of misogynist, xenophobe, thisophobe, thatophobe, you know, it sounds like Brexit.
Yeah.
And I get a bit suspicious when people are just, when everybody's vilifying someone. I say, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are they doing this? But I think this is, the race is tightening. And also, you have to remember, here's Hillary with yonks of experience, with the Clinton machine behind her, with the Democratic machine behind her, and she was 12 points ahead at one point. She's now dropped to where he's a point ahead. And it's not just to say that. It'd be like, it's one thing for, and you'll have to help me with the football analogies here, they're not the best. If I guess Chelsea was a point ahead of Arsenal, that's no big deal because they're equally matched teams. But if some third division club is playing Man U,
yeah,
and they're a point ahead, that's like being 10 points ahead.
Right, sorry, Leicester won. So that's the extent of my football knowledge. Done, by the way. I don't want that. I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot, Charlie. Right, call the election.
I think he could win it. I really think he could win it.
And then build a wall around Hillary and make the Mexicans pay for it?
We're going to build a wall. Well, also, I have an interest in this. I just want you to know, because if he wins it, then that'll keep me in demand for 4 years. Hey, you know, I have you know, car payments to make. So
fair enough. You won't get any money from here. Right, Charlie.
Right.
Charlie
I never did.
Charlie, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks, John.
Charlie Wolf there, American commentator, calling it for Trump there. I think we can take that from that. But if you've got a reaction to this, should Hillary have groped the emails? Would that have made it fewer worse? Should take a leaf out of Trump's gropey book? Should she have grabbed them by the inbox? What should she have done? Should she have done like her husband and maybe had an affair with her own server and popped a cigar into its ADSL input? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll take your reactions after the news with Victoria.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor is pledging to strike back against those who tried to harm the UK with cyber attacks. The government's new strategy coincides with warnings from Britain's spy chief about Russia using hacking as part of its foreign policy. Philip Hammond didn't mention Moscow by name, but hinted its involvement in a cyber attack on a French television network.
Because of an attack purportedly from a terrorist group, but which some security companies have ascribed to a state with a record of other recent high-profile attacks. Answers on a postcard to number 11 Downing Street.
In the last few minutes, Olympian Lewis Smith has been suspended for 2 months from gymnastics. The sport's governing body says it's for a breach of its standards of conduct. Andy Burnham is challenging the Home Secretary on why she's refusing to hold a government review into the so-called Battle of Orgreave. Campaigners say they're considering seeking a judicial review into clashes between police and miners in South Yorkshire in 1984. Iraqi special forces are reported to have taken Mosul's state TV building in the east of the city. Troops are trying to drive the Islamic State group out of the city, which is their last stronghold in the country. And former Deputy Prime Minister Lord Heseltine has denied killing his mother's dog.
Killed the dog.
It's after the Tory peer told a magazine that he'd pulled the Alsatian's collar tight and it had gone limp, but he insists Kim was still alive after the incident and was put down the next day because of the violent outburst.
Yeah, all right.
The weather, England and Wales staying mostly cloudy with a few spots of rain, dry and bright elsewhere, but feeling cooler with highs of 13 degrees is more in half an hour.
I mean, if someone choked me with a chain, I'd pretty much have to be put down the next day as well, because you would do, wouldn't you, if you went limp to the point of someone, you know.
I don't really want to discuss you being choked on air, John.
I'm not talking in an autoerotic sense.
Fine.
Like, what is, you know, like Thingy, who did that?
That's not...
you know, thingy. Anyway, so in an hour's time, Victoria, hello.
Hi!
We'll have bonus news.
What is it today?
Well, now, you see.
Sorry.
Now, no, that's a fair question, because you do need to know. Mm. So, ordinarily, to fill your extra minute that you have to fill, because your bulletins are shorter and you need to make up the time, it goes animal, vegetable or mineral. Now, yesterday, we did animal and vegetable. Yesterday should have been mineral, but it was a Halloween bonus news special, so today technically is mineral.
Can we do animal news?
Okay, fine. As long as you include the story about Michael Heseltine murdering a dog.
He denies that. We have to say that.
He's denied murdering a dog.
Yep. Kim the Alsatian.
Kim the Alsatian. All right. That's Victoria. We'll be back with bonus animal dog murdering news in an hour, allegedly. In an hour's, he's denied it. In an hour's time here on Talk Radio.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Say that again. Right, it's coming up to time, and a lot of your reactions have been coming in for today's big story, which, of course, is the story of Hillary Clinton and her emails and Donald Trump. Overtaking her in the polls now, we learn. Cornelius, what's been coming in as reaction?
John, your guest sounded like Donald Trump putting on a voice there has come in from Malcolm. John, I think what the FBI has done is completely illegal and that there should be a federal investigation into it. All we need now is some sort of bureau to lead that investigation.
Yeah.
John, forgive me if I'm wrong, but according to a novelty T-shirt I saw in the 90s, FBI means female body inspector, in which case I can't see why the FBI should not be investigating Hillary.
Yes, it's a very good point. And I think that it's interesting about the FBI for an FBI. Mm. So that would be the Federal Bureau of Federal Bureau of Investigations investigations, would it? Is that...
Federal, so you need a federal bureau,
Julia Hartley Bureau.
Yeah, a federal bureau to investigate the Federal Bureau of Investigations. So it would be a fib.
Bureau. Yes.
Bureau de change.
Right. So if you have an opinion or a reaction, possibly about Cornelius's skills, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word bureau.
Can you spell it?
No. Okay.
Okay, then. Time for Headline Hijack. In 21 and a half minutes' time, there will be the news at 2 o'clock here on Talk Radio. It will come out of Victoria, as you have come to expect. But within the news at 2, as you'll know if you're a regular listener, there is a made-up news light there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. They popped out for lunch, they put the radio back on at 2, they hear the news, they believe it, but in there is a made-up fib, a fabrication, a fake, just to confuse, befuddle them, if you like, if you will, for the afternoon. Make it sound slightly real. As Victoria says it, it'll sound like the truth. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Michael, who says, due to a current terror risk alert, any public firework displays will not be allowed to feature any bangs at all this weekend.
Yep.
This will allow security details to keep an eye on top of whether there have been any explosions. Anyone going to a display on Saturday is being urged to stay cautious and to not bring any bombs to the event.
Almost read that. Yeah, very good. I didn't have another word bureau in it. All right, so the figures for last night's Halloween have been released. They were up by the numbers. Halloween numbers are up by 1.4% this year. And that's the first increase in 3 years. Economists are saying this is due to a healthier economy and also a slightly more toxic political atmosphere. Estimates are saying that Guy Fawkes Night could also increase this year for the first time in 5 years, with up to 7 people to each sparkler.
Wow. It's good news.
Post-Brexit, that is.
Yeah,
it's good news. Now, your made-up news stories are very welcome. The lines will remain open for the next 20 minutes. All you got to do is aim it squarely at the news at 2 o'clock. Lonely lunch is on the way as well. We'll meet someone lunching alone. If it's you, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, we don't mind what the reason is. All you've got to do is come on the radio and tell us about it. Tell us why. Tell us what you're having for lunch. And we will engage you in idle, if awkward, chit-chat as though we were a friend or colleague that you really don't know that well. Maybe a work colleague or a work friend that's not a real friend. That's us. Get in touch, Lonely Lunch. That's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And we'll do it next on Talk Radio, where I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again, pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays at the moment through Guildford on the A3. This city northbound heading towards Hogsback for the A31. There's been an accident there and one lane's out. Queues are now back towards Puttenham. Derbyshire's A6 through Watts Stanwell is currently closed because of an accident involving a car and a lorry. So on the road, as you head towards Matlock, you could find delays for both sides of the A6. The A6 through Shapping Cumbria is busy after earlier problems, and Cardiff's Northern Avenue as you head into the city struggling because of works at the Gabalfour Interchange. I'm Joanna Adams.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 2nd and the 5th of November 2016 to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Get around the problem of getting around with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobility open days to find out more. Ford Mobility open days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the higher rate disability living allowance or enhanced personal independence payment.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Until next week, when Johnny Gould will be moving to Sundays to present a newspaper review programme. And James Whale, latterly sitting in of this parish, will be taking over in the evening, 7 till 10, weekday evenings on Talk Radio. James Whale, who has been sitting for Julia, hasn't he?
Mm.
And for...
I think he's done
breakfast.
All the shows except us, I believe.
I think so. That's because I put my foot down. Didn't at all.
Well, it didn't really work as me as his sidekick. He didn't get the haikus bit.
No one does. Speaking of which, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get my head around
no,
it.
No, Cornelius.
See, he can do
neither
it.
Can James Whale.
No,
he couldn't. Can't do it.
It doesn't work when no one can get their head around
no,
it.
No, but...
Need someone to steer the feature.
Yes. So the news is quite complicated, as we know. Michael Heseltine did or didn't kill a dog.
Didn't
kill a dog. Donald Trump might have groped an email or something. That happened. There's Keith Harris's Orville won't have an inquiry or something. I wish I could fly. Won't be an inquiry into that. Am I up to the sky? But I can't. I can't. Is it going to be an inquiry into why you can't fly? No. So, Cass just said in my ear, you're the size of Orville. That's... anyway, so... anyway, what I'm getting at, it's all quite complicated. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, and that's why we help to explain the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Super Rich O2
B
billion that could be spent on the NHS. I'm thinking of putting that one on the side of a bus.
Yeah, I think you probably should. Yeah, and then later it can be revealed to be not true.
Yeah.
Right, shall we meet today's lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's time to meet today's lonely luncher. And that means we have to knock on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Within it... well, you know, there is mouldering pita bread. There is the heads of all the previous members of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. All the people that have been inducted in. And the way to be inducted into it, of course, is all you have to do is be lunching alone. It is that simple. You come on the programme. You get in touch via an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We get you on the programme. All you need to do is tell us why you're lunching alone and what you're having for lunch. It's that. It's just that. And then we indulge in some idle chit-chat, and you could find yourself on the receiving end of a gift prize. On the telephone, then, to talk to us is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, Chris?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you, yes. So, lonely lunch, Chris. You're about to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The first question, of course, is why are you lunching alone?
So I'm at university, and I'm not in today. So I've decided to do some light revision at home by having some lunch as well.
I see. What are you revising, Chris?
I'm revising economics, actually, right now, so, yeah.
Economics.
Yeah.
And how long, what year are you in? How long have you been doing economics?
Well, I'm doing economics is one of the modules, but I'm doing business and finance, and I'm in my second year of that now at Salford University.
Oh, okay, all right. So, that's why you're lunching alone. You've chosen to, essentially. You've not been ostracised, you've not been rejected.
Yeah.
This is a choice move for you, Chris.
It definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Next question. Very simply, what are you having for lunch? What are you having?
I'm having a bacon sandwich. Nice warm bacon sandwich.
It's an interesting lunch. I'd say that's a breakfast choice, Chris. I think you've...
I think you can have it any time of the day.
Bold statement. What sauce are you going with the bacon sandwich?
Barbecue sauce, always. Always barbecue.
That's going to have divided the nation, isn't it? Barbecue sauce on a bacon sandwich.
Oh, no. What are you on about? That's delicious.
Well, it's...
That's just the
start.
It does
taste really nice, I promise you now.
All right, okay. Interesting. I would go red or brown, depending on my mood. I hadn't gone down the barbecue.
I thought I'd go exotic, so...
Yeah,
just you wait till you get to sweet chilli. It'll blow your mind.
Wow. All right. Well, look, Chris, the object of the point of it is that you can now engage us in idle chit-chat of your choice. It can be anything. You could do fashion, politics, music. We can do anything you like. News, just whatever you want, right? We indulge in idle chit-chat, Chris. And it's like you were in a workplace and you're standing in the kitchen waiting for the kettle to boil and a colleague standing next to you waiting for it as well. You don't know them very well, so it's all a bit awkward, but you feel obliged to speak to them. It's sort of the radio equivalent of that.
All right, so what did you guys do at the weekend then?
Good. Strong. Right, good opening gambit. Okay, let's get in the zone. Right, okay, what did you do at the weekend then? Well, I carved some pumpkins.
All weekend?
Pretty much. Not all weekend, no. My pumpkin carving proficiency allows me to do it in a faster time than a whole weekend. But I did make three of them. And
oh, wow.
they were particularly frightening, I have to say. I also took my daughters to the cinema there.
Oh, that's nice.
Went to see.
What did you go and see?
Went to see. Good question. Went to see Trolls.
All right. Okay. How was that?
Better than I thought it would be, because I have to say that Russell Brand is in it, and James Corden is in it, both of whom were terrible. but Justin Timberlake was in it, and Anna Kendrick, and they were both very good indeed as voices of the troll. It was better than I thought. The soundtrack was better than I thought, and I didn't nod off like I sometimes do when I take my young children to the cinema. Only to wake up to find them missing. But not this time, they were tied to the chair. So, that's what I did. What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I was at Norway this weekend.
You were at Norway?
I travelled over to Norway, yeah. Just a few friends of mine, we all decided to go to Norway, go to Oslo and venture around.
You held that one back, didn't you? That's kind of beating my troll story, hands down. What were you doing? So what did you do in Norway? Just anything particular or just general?
Yeah, we stayed in an Airbnb. Yeah. It was about six of us, yeah. Near Moss. And we got there on the Friday night, got quite late, so we just stayed in and had some drinks.
Yeah.
Bought our drinks before we went there because the drinks are ridiculously priced over there.
How much is a drink in Norway?
Well, I was in Oslo on the Saturday and I paid about £9 for a pint.
£9
Whoa!
Shocked faces in here. £9. I mean,
yeah,
you can pay,
it was ridiculous.
You can pay £6 in London for a pint.
But £9, and this wasn't even like a posh place I went to. It was like, you know, you're equivalent to like, I don't know, somewhere in Northern Quarter in Manchester. It wasn't that.
Yeah.
It wasn't that sort of posh, but it was £9 for a pint.
How many did you have?
I had one. I had one and went, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Just drink it really slowly.
Should we go back? Because again, we bought some spirits. It's like spirit vodka was probably cheaper than that pint.
Yeah.
We brought over there. So, yeah, we just had one or two just to experience it. And then we just spent most of the day wandering around and went to a restaurant as well.
Okay. What sites do you recommend if I was to go to Norway? I don't want to show off, Chris, but I have been before. I have been before. But I went up to the north. I went up to see the Northern Lights, right. Chris.
Yeah, we were hoping to see that, but obviously we were in Oslo, so it wasn't too north.
Yeah, you need to go up to the archipelagos. You see, you need to go north off the coast of Norway onto the archipelagos.
That's the next plan, I guess.
I recommend that. I recommend that for you. And out of the city, the beer isn't £9. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not £9.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah, again, you know, capital city is probably a little bit more expensive.
Yeah. I don't want to turn you on in any way, Chris, but I once sat in a hot tub with a can of beer, Chris, just looking in like minus 20 outside, but in a warm hot tub with a can of beer watching the Northern Lights, right? And I was trying to photograph them as well.
Not
a selfie, let's be clear. It was just the Northern Lights. And my camera was on a tripod next to me. What?
You know where this is going, don't you?
Where's it going?
Did you drop the camera into the hot tub?
No.
Oh.
Can I carry on now?
Yeah, sorry.
Right. So I would lean out of the hot tub to take the odd photograph of, because you have to leave photograph the Northern Lights, basically. You have to leave the camera on a very long exposure. So you could, you could do like 30, 40 seconds, even a minute, 2 minutes to get the full effect, right? And because the camera will pick the lights up much better than the human eye, so the results are fairly spectacular. But I would lean out with my wet finger to press the shutter on the camera every now and again. But because it was minus 20, I hadn't realised is that the camera, of course, the water would go on the camera, and I just froze the entire workings of the camera.
Wow.
And it's not a great anecdote, I realise, but would you prefer if it had fallen
in the hot tub? Yeah, it would have been better if it had fallen in the hot tub, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe taken a cheeky snap while it was in there.
Yeah, a cheeky snap of little Jonathan.
Mm.
Is that what you want?
No.
Well, why bring it up then? Anyway, I did on that same trip. I did have the camera set up in a fjord by the water, and a gust of wind blew my camera over and smashed my lens to bits.
Oh wow!
And the lens was.
How much did that cost you?
Well, I borrowed the lens. The lens was probably worth about £6,000. And I had to pay. I know, and I had to pay. It was a good lens, and I had to pay. The photos were brilliant before it smashed. And then I had to pay £150 excess because it was insured, so it was fine.
That's like a whole round over there.
That's exactly it.
That's exciting, in Norway, yeah.
Anyway, Chris, good idle chit-chat, good subject matter, thank you for that. Get inducted into the Subway Hall of Despair, and you do get to choose from one of a fabulous range of gift prizes. Here comes the gift prize music. Okay, here we go. Choose from one of these.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, a mug that you can now drink out of at the national rate.
Or today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
On today's Metro, there's half a haiku about David Van Day eating a hamster, but then I realised it wasn't him, that was Freddie Starr.
A talk sport mug.
As held by Adrian Durham, who The Guardian described in 2011 as the expert phone-in troll.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Rated on Amazon 1 star by Geraint Davis, who wrote, "What childish nonsense. If my 4-year-old wrote such drivel, I'd ask her to have another go."
It's actually rated 5 stars by everyone else, by the way.
Yeah, but, you know, just, oddly, that's not the one, very respected critic.
Not the one you picked, is it?
No.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
As held by Ray Stubbs, who I heard described on another radio station the other day as a prototype Adrian Childs.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
When Colin Murray left TalkSport, it was in a cloud of controversy, which I've been asked to stop alluding to on the station. However, when he did leave, he ensured he left a part of himself behind, and that part of him is some calendars that they used to give away on his show.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
When we asked for a calendar budget like Colin Murray had, we were swiftly told no. So due to a typo in an email, we have this colander, which is cheap and rubbish.
There we go. You can choose from those prizes, Chris. Which one? Gift prizes. Which would you like?
I like the first mug that was mentioned.
The Talk Radio mug. I don't know why we went through the rest of the stuff. Okay. Chris, congratulations. You are today's Lonely Luncher. The Talk Radio mug is on its way to Manchester, where you are. That's Chris. If you want to join the Lonely Lunch Club, be inducted, see how easy it is. You just idly chit about this and chat about that, and you can be on the receiving end of one of those glittering gift prizes. So, small matter of headline hijack next. Now, the news is on the way. There is a made-up news story in the news. That is what we do at 2 o'clock. But today, we need to find out just who has their story in there. So, it's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit, of course. They switch the radio on at 2, and the first thing they hear is the news, and there'll be a lie in there. The lie today has been provided by
Elliot.
Elliot.
Elliot. Elliot.
Stop it.
Okay. Where's he from?
Glasgow.
Yeah,
stop that as well.
Okay. Right, well done, Elliot.
Elliot in Glasgow.
You have got your story in the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry. Sophie's back.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jetzu Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
And just gone 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK must hit back at cyber attacks. Lewis Smith suspended over Islam video. And Orgreave campaigners seek judicial review.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor says the UK will retaliate in kind to any state-backed cyber attack. Philip Hammond has outlined £2 billion of funding to defend key services from hackers. Hugh Millward, a legal expert at Microsoft, is pleased the government's taking action.
The kind of response that the government is putting in place here, it's the kind of thing that we would want other governments to look at and to consider and perhaps introduce as well. It's the kind of measure, kind of direction that we would want to look for.
Olympic medalist Lewis Smith has been suspended for 2 months by British Gymnastics for breaching its standards by apparently mocking Islam. He filmed and was laughing as retired gymnast Luke Carson mimicked Islamic prayer practices. Both men admitted breaching codes and apologised for any offence caused by their actions. Campaigners say the gloves are off after the government's decision not to hold an inquiry into clashes between police and miners at Orgreave. The Home Secretary claims a probe into what happened in South Yorkshire in 1984 is not in the public interest. One of the UKIP leadership contenders has told Talk Radio the party could be dead within months if its existential crisis isn't resolved. Paul Nuttall's warning comes less than a month after its last leader stood down and a high-profile row between two MEPs in Strasbourg. He says major change is needed.
I know I have to do something. I know I have to give it a go. And I genuinely believe I'm the only candidate in the field who can bring the factions together. And people don't have to necessarily like each other. They don't have to necessarily want to go out for a beer with each other after every meeting. They just have to sit round a table. Get on!
John Rhys-Evans, Peter Whittle and Suzanne Evans are all in the running to replace Nigel Farage. Ms Evans will be on Julia's show tomorrow. And lawyers for Bill Cosby are going to ask a judge in the US to block more than a dozen women who've accused him of sexual assault from giving evidence at his trial. More than 60 people have made allegations against the 79-year-old entertainer who denies doing anything wrong.
Talk Radio National Weather.
England and Wales staying mostly cloudy with a few spots of rain, mostly dry and bright elsewhere, but feeling cooler with highs of 13 degrees.
Only half an hour to go.
Yes.
To bonus news.
You should be excited.
I'm always excited. I'm like a dog with a bone.
I bet.
Don't strangle me, Heseltine. Is there...
He denies killing the dog.
He did strangle them, though. He did admitted that.
I've changed the wording of my accusation there. Okay. Did you notice that?
So you didn't say murder this time.
No, he didn't murder the dog. He strangled a dog. Yes. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think Michael Heseltine poor strangled kid. A dog is the best headline I've heard since David Cameron with the pig. I have to say. It's the best animal political headline.
Well, it's great to mix the two, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're a politician and you've done something unspeakable to an animal, why not get in touch this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with which political party you belong to.
And which animal you've interfered with. There is now the sport. It's pre-recorded. It's with Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Three British sides are involved in Champions League group stage action this evening. Arsenal can qualify for the knockout stages in Talk Sports Live commentary game. They travel to Ludogorets. They beat the Bulgarian side 6-0 at the Emirates a fortnight ago. Former Gunners striker John Hartson told Talk Sport Arsenal have to take their chance this evening.
I think they need to nail the group down. PSG still have to come to the Emirates. Arsenal go away to Bulgaria tonight in a game you'd think they should win. It's in their own hands. Isn't it? They've got the fixtures on their side.
Over on TalkSport 2, we have full live coverage of Celtic's trip to Borussia Mönchengladbach. In the other game in Celtic's group, Manchester City entertain Barcelona. Some other football news in brief. There are two games in Sky Bet League One this evening. Bristol Rovers are at home to Fleetwood. Coventry host Chesterfield. And Inter Milan have sacked head coach Frank de Boer after he won just 4 of his first 11 league games. He only joined the club during pre-season. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a new honesty box initiative is being introduced to police stations across the country as people are being encouraged to turn in any illegal narcotics they may have. As an incentive, everyone who puts into the box will be entered into a draw to win the contents of the box at the end of the month. The scheme is aimed at reducing the amount of drug takers in any area to just one.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. There's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the heart of men. To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon then, you are listening to Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Yes, I know. Yes. And on the programme before 4 o'clock today, many things are coming your way. Your chance to win some meat in a game of Band or Demon, a post-Halloween game of Band or Demon. If you'd like to play, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could find yourself clutching some Talk Radio branded meat. Chicken, beef or lamb, that's the choice. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Your choice. Just let us know that you'd like to take part in that via that number, and ask broadcast, we'll call you back. You won't hear, understand a word she says because she's from Hull, but she will phone you and get you on the radio to play Band or Demon later on. Also on the programme, don't forget, we are giving away a chance for Michael Heseltine to strangle your dog. If you have a dog that you want strangling, then simply tether it to the railings outside Talk Radio here in London and we'll pass it on to the former Deputy Prime Minister. Michael Heseltine will strangle your dog offer. Talk Radio, the radio, London. Right, work experience punditry then. This is where, of course, you know as well as I do, we road test the next generation of broadcasters, of critics, of pundits. They come in here, the work experiences, the work experience I, plural, and they review things. Yesterday, Sophie was in to review television. Today, by contrast, Sophie is in to review music. Hello, Sophie.
Hi.
2 days in a row.
I know, a high demand.
Hang on a minute, just bear with us. Oh. Cornelius.
Hiya, John, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I like Sophie a lot.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
End of... That's no problem.
No, she's great. There was no one else available today.
None of our regular music guys were.
Okay, fine. Sophie, have you ever been out for a drink with Julia Hartley Brewer?
No.
Oh.
Should I? Is that...
Well, you see, now before we get started, before we crack on... Sophie, with the music review, yeah. I should tell you that tonight, I'm apparently, after work, there are drinks with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Ooh.
I don't know how well attended that's going to be, I'm pretty honest. I mean, but she's holding a drinks soiree to celebrate Talk Radio's recent increase in listening figures.
Ah.
Julia Hartley Brewer did very well. We did second well.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good news?
That's really good.
That's in part, don't sound so surprised. That's in part down to your input, Sophie. I think you're here so often now.
Thank you.
It can only be why. So, yes, our figures have gone up tremendously. Thank you.
Oh, good.
So, Julia Hartley Brewer's holding drinks for her team. I think she's got a team. I think that's... I've got some people who work on this show. I wouldn't call them a team necessarily. Because everyone hates each other, but Cornelius is also has to work on Julia Hartley Brewer's program.
Yeah, I'm a member of Team Hartley Brewer.
Yes. What is your job on Hartley Brewer's program? Are you her fluffer?
It was it's assistant producer, but on the team we have Team Banter. It's largely hard copy executive now.
So you do the photocopying.
I print the stories for her and they give them to her.
It's an important role, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
really is.
But don't worry, Cornelius, because big news for you coming up later on the show, of course.
Big career announcement.
Big career announcement for Cornelius later on the programme, I have to say. Anyway, Cornelius doesn't want to go to the drinks. So.
Because
he's got some copy to hard. we're trying to come up with some excuses because they've got to sound plausible.
Oh, I'm quite good at this.
Oh, are you right? Okay, so Cornelius has got to come up... When he doesn't go later and Julia Hartley Brewer calls him out on it tomorrow, you know, he needs to be able to give a reason why he wasn't there. So suggestions welcome. I mean, we were thinking, you know... things that would annoy her as well. So, for instance, he could say to her, "Sorry, Julia, I couldn't come to your drinks because I had to get home to the refugee I've taken in." which would make her apoplectic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's quite nice. Well, I mean, you've got what you've thought of your own, I know.
Yeah, well, I was thinking I could just say, Julia, I'd love to come, but I'm seeing my psychotherapist that I've been seeing since I started working with you.
Yeah, that's good. So these are the kind of things, Sophie. I don't know whether you want to pitch in at any point.
You could just say you got food poisoning. That's a classic.
Yeah, but I need a day's work tomorrow, and you can't have food poisoning for an hour, really.
Just say you've got Julia Hartley Brewer poisoning.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Allergic. Yeah. Intolerant.
Say the thought of it made you just sort of fall over on the floor or limp. Say you got Brewer's droop. Julia Hartley Brewer's droop. Say that. Anyway, your suggestions to help Cornelius,
we need your help,
out this afternoon. He's got to come up with an excuse. We'll take your helpful suggestions as to what he can say on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a reason not to go for a drink with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Here is Sophie then with today's music reviews. So you can flit, Sophie, between genres, it turns out.
Yes,
so
I can.
Yesterday we tellied, today we're musicking. Where are we starting?
So first off is the new single and album, actually, that was both released on Friday from James Arthur.
James Arthur?
Yeah. He was on The X Factor in 2012. He's the only kind of person from X Factor I've actually ever thought was quite good.
Well, that's big talk.
Yeah,
from his,
I know.
As we're about to hear him.
And both of the album and the single are called Back From The Edge.
Right. Yeah. Okay, here we go then. James Arthur on Talk Radio. Because I don't need heat, I've been burning in hell. But now I'm back with my own story to tell. I'm not sure equating coming back from the dead to coming back from just a little bit of a cry is wise. I don't know what is. You know, that's not the same thing in my book. Is the edge the one out of you too?
I don't know.
Okay, what do you like about James Arthur, Sophie?
Well, I thought it was quite good, but it immediately made me think of Adele's Skyfall. It's kind of got like the same tempo and the same kind of vibe. It sounds very similar. That song.
Well,
I thought.
Yeah, I sort of see what you mean. I guess I do see what you mean. As that did so well, I guess that's a sort of there are pop templates. Let's be honest. This is why everyone keeps getting sued for things. You know, someone does a thing that sounds like another thing, because there are only so many hooks into a song, and so often they will end up sounding very similar. Of course, mm-hmm. So I'm not saying James Arthur has copied anyone. Let's be legally clear about that.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
no.
Good.
But if you like Sam Smith or like the Script, kind of soft pop rock, then you'll like him.
So I won't like him then?
No.
Oh. But you do?
I mean, I liked that song, and then I listened to a few other of the songs on the album and they were not as good, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's your opinion we're listening for.
It is,
So this counts. Yeah. So don't do down your opinion.
No.
We are hanging on every word of your opinion of James Arthur.
That is my opinion.
Right.
Of him.
It just sounded like sort of pop.
Yeah.
Just generic pop.
Pretty much.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Sophie, I like a generic pop. There are generic pop songs I will go out of my way for.
Like what?
Well, for instance, that one, Coast to Coast, or whatever it's called, by Westlife.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one? The sea is over there, and the skies are blue. I see you once again.
Oh, yeah.
That one. I like that one.
Yeah.
So I'll cross the road for that as a pop song. I like that one about holes. Atomic Kitten.
Oh, Hole Again.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that one.
That's all right, yeah.
Yeah. I like Round Round by the Sugar Babes.
Oh, tune.
What's that?
Round
Round, baby, round round.
Is that by
like
them?
A record, baby, right?
No, you've got it wrong there.
No. Oh.
So, that different. Was Dead or Alive.
He's dead.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Anyway, I like that one. So I like a generic pop song.
But you wouldn't cross the road for this one.
I wouldn't cross the road to listen to James Arthur. If he happened to be singing on the other side of it, I don't think I would.
Fair enough.
But that's not to say it won't do well. Will it do well? I mean, what's his popularity post-X Factor like? Because that has a bearing on these things, doesn't it?
Well, obviously he was Christmas number one in 2012.
I mean, you say obviously, but fine. All right.
That was
no, because the X Factors always do it, don't they?
Yeah.
I thought Rage Against the Machine
did it. That one time.
Yeah, once.
Oh, okay. That's the only time I ever heard it.
So he obviously got that, and then he kind of fell silent for a bit. He released an album the year later. But recently he released another single called Say You Won't Let Go, which is number two in the charts at the moment.
Interesting. You don't want to let go when you're near the edge either, do you?
No.
So I see he's got a theme there.
Yeah. I didn't make that connection.
There you go. There you go. That's why I'm the professional, isn't it? Yeah. Watch and learn, Sophie.
Okay.
Sophie's with us. For change. She's got the music today. Teaser, Sophie, where are we going next?
We've got Jonas Blue, the Cortinas. Jonas Blue.
Oh, I thought you said... All right, yeah, go on. I thought you said Jane Ass Blue.
No.
And someone called Jane got a great big blue ass like a monkey.
No. Jonas, as in, my name is Jonas, to that song, but not that, don't worry. And then someone called Dua Lipa, or Lipa, actually. Dua Lipa.
I've no idea what you're saying. Right, that's Sophie. She's reviewing music for us this afternoon on Talk Radio's Work Experience Punditry. We'll be back after Traffic and Travel.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
eBay has all the best new children's toys this Christmas.
Dear Santa, this year I've been a very good girl. I've brushed my teeth.
Mega Bloks building blocks.
I've been nice to my brother.
A scooter.
I've been saying please and thank you.
A VTEC smartwatch.
And I let Granny pinch my cheeks lots of times and said nothing.
A 19-foot-tall inflatable water slide. Shop thousands of new big brand toys and games this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate presents for little boys and girls who have been good shop.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The M11 in Essex is struggling northbound towards an incident between 7 for Harlow and 8 for Bishop Stortford. Two lanes are closed by a vehicle which has struck a bridge. The A30 through Bradford St Martin in Wiltshire remains closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident. An accident on Derbyshire's A6 Matlock Road, it means that's closed between Ambergate and Cromford. The lorry and the car involved need to be recovered. And there's temporary lights on the A6 in Shap. That's because of an earlier vehicle fire around the B6261. I'm Jarena Adams.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 2nd and the 5th of November 2016 to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Get around the problem of getting around with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the higher rate disability living allowance or enhanced personal independence payment.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to a time, Tuesday afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We'll talk to Sophie in a minute about more music. But a lot of texts coming in here. A lot of texts coming in to help Cornelius get out of the drinks with Julia Hartley Brewer that he's been invited to later. He doesn't want to go. So let's see what's coming in. Thank you very much from Jason. Sorry, Julia. This is what you've got to say. It's quite random. My leg was chewed off. Not by Michael Heseltine's dog. But Jason writes, by a triffid. I'm not sure Julia's going to go for that, given that triffids are a fictional construct from a novel.
So's Julia Hartley Brewer.
That's a good point. So I suppose she might. Yeah, it's
what they use to scare children.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people dressed as her last night around about, weren't they? Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's a lot of kids dressed up as Julia Hartley Brewer. And weirdly, they wouldn't get out of my garden either. It was really annoying. I thought they'd Brexit. I thought they'd just go. I thought they'd just go out of my garden, you know, because they didn't want to remain there, just following in the traditions of Julia Hartley Brewer. But no, they just stayed there till I. Anyway, so called the police. Joe, what have you got coming in, Cornelius? What excuses are you like? You've got to come up with it. You've got to have the excuse. You might as well choose one.
Jason, I love this one, says, "Oh, sorry, Julia, I can't go for a drink with you because I'm going for a drink with Owen Jones."
Owen Jones, the man who stormed off the sofa when she had a row with him on Sky News pay-per-review. That wouldn't like her. Hi Julia. Hi John. This is a message for Colin to give to Julia. I'm sorry, Julia, but I voted to remain in my home. thanks, Dan, for that. Right, Sophie's got music because she's reviewing it as part of Work Experience Punditry. The new releases. We've already talked about something called a James Arthur. And next, we are going where?
Jonas Blue.
Jonas Blue.
Yeah.
So, to be clear, as I say, this isn't a man or a woman called Joan with a big blue arse like one of those monkeys.
No.
No. Jonas Blue.
His real name is Guy James Robin, but his stage name is Jonas Blue.
Why?
Why not? To hide his disguise.
All right.
He is a DJ, dancey, electric producer. A bit like Calvin Harris, and he's just kind of broken into the music scene, and this song has been just released on Friday, and it's called By Your Side.
By Your Side, yes. By Jonas Blue. No, just no. No, 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 no.
I agree.
Oh, good. Thank goodness for that.
I was told I had to cover all genres.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Yes, it's very the same as everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Thanks for your input, Cornelius. Well done.
It really is. Yeah.
It's good, it's good when you join in.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. So Jonas Blue is so he's a DJ.
Yes, music producer.
Yes, and that's his first foray into.
Well, it's actually his third. His first one was a Tropical House cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Oh, I do. I think I remember. I think I heard that. Yeah,
that
was
his breakthrough track.
Yeah,
And this is his third one, which is the same as his second one, actually. Pretty much.
Yeah, he's just not very good, is he?
All right.
Right, let's move on. Yep. Good, because we're running out of time, much as anything else.
Yes.
So, where are we going now?
Next, we're going to some good music.
Yes.
The Cortinas new album came out on Friday.
Yes, it did.
Which is very good. I have listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to play a little clip of their latest single from the album called De La Salle.
Here it is.
I wonder if Caesar ever did his songs. And did Joan of Arc ever slip and slice her thumb, chopping onions in double home economics? And would Archimedes have liked electronics? Panic stations don't set in, don't worry if you're not getting the reward that you...
Well, now, that's a pretty poor history lesson from the Cortinas there.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, what's it called?
De La Salle. I'm not very good at French, but that is...
Spell it.
D-E-L-A-S-A-L-L-E. Like, not...
Not De La Salle, let's be clear.
No, no. Salle.
No, De La Salle.
Which means room in French, I think. Doesn't it? Salle? Like salle de bain. That's a thing.
Okay. So, I think you're right. I like the song.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
I like Cortinas. That is a great song. But let's be honest. I mean, it's... So you're not going to use that for research, are you?
No.
I mean, it asks a lot of questions.
It does.
I suppose. Did Joan of Arc accidentally cut her thumb?
Yeah. While slicing onions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, barbarians. And Archimedes, obviously, wouldn't have played with electronics, would he? Because
no.
Archimedes went in a bath.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Would have been dangerous.
And that's fraught with trouble. So, I never really thought that through. What, you like it?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
The whole album is really, really definitely worth listening to. It's got two CDs to it if you're going to buy it. So it's got the new stuff, and then the second CD is a live set from when they played at...
Somewhere in Manchester.
Somewhere. Yeah.
It's going to be Manchester. That's their hometown.
They Middleton. Did Heaton Park, a big
Heaton
show.
Park.
Heaton
That's
Park.
The one.
Yes, they did. Probably
yes,
that.
They did. It's weird, the Cortinas as well, because the Cortinas can sell out a big stadium-sized venue in Manchester, but not the rest of the country. Manchester really...
They do all right around
they do,
the rest
no, they do
of the
right.
country.
I'd love to
big
go.
Venues.
Yeah, but they're not anywhere near as big as they are in Manchester.
No,
it's quite
yeah.
an interesting example of a band that in their hometown is enormous.
Mm.
Like Kaiser Chiefs are big in Leeds, but they're big everywhere now.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Cortinas really are a Manc band that Manchester take to their heart, and they're just not as popular outside Manchester. Maybe this will change it.
Hopefully.
You know, for everyone with dubious history knowledge.
Yeah.
Sophie, thank you.
That's all right.
It was lovely to see you 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah, good. Lovely to be here.
Back tomorrow?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, we'll see. That was Sophie with Music Work Experience Punditry. Thank you very much. In the next half an hour then, well, this is good. The author, Ian Rankin, only one of the world's best-selling authors, of course, famously creator of Inspector Rebus, will join us on Talk Radio to talk about the new Inspector Rebus book. And, of course, Victoria's bonus news on the way. It's 2:30. Here she is.
Talk Radio.
A new strategy has been revealed to defend the country from hackers. It's on the same day the UK's spy chief Andrew Parker has warned Russia is carrying out cyber operations as part of its foreign policy. Moscow denies those claims. Chancellor Philip Hammond is spending £2 billion to defend Britain. He's warned of the consequences of the attacks.
Including loss of customer data, financial costs, disruption of services, reputational damage, indeed threats to the infrastructure of the state itself. We have to respond to this threat.
Olympic medalist Lewis Smith has been suspended for 2 months by British Gymnastics after he appeared to mock Islam in a video posted online. He's already apologised. Iraqi forces have entered the eastern outskirts of Mosul as they try to drive out the Islamic State group. Experts say entering the city is likely to trigger the fiercest fighting yet in the offensive. Bill Cosby's lawyers are going to accuse prosecutors of rounding up female accusers to build a stale case against him. The comedian who denies any wrongdoing is accused of sexually assaulting more than 60 women in a series of attacks dating back decades. And Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has been charged with misconduct by the Football Association. He was sent off in the goalless draw with Burnley on Saturday, where it's alleged he used abusive and or insulting words towards a match official. The weather, England and Wales staying mostly cloudy with a few spots of rain. Mostly dry and bright elsewhere, but feeling cooler with highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. There's more now. More like. Yeah. Isn't there?
Yeah.
Isn't there, Victoria?
Yeah.
Right. So today, Victoria brings us bonus news. She does it every day. Yesterday was Halloween special. It goes animal, vegetable, mineral. Halloween special. That's once a year. And today we're back to animal news.
Yes.
Here's Victoria. And the reason we do it, of course, is Victoria's bulletins were shortened. She now does a 2-minute bulletin at the top of the hour. It should be 3 minutes. It's not. She still gets paid the same, so she has to do bonus news. It's only fair. Here's animal news.
Aardvarks to zebras. This is animal news.
Every time I laugh at that, I'm sorry. Okay, so yes. Starting off with the big story of the day.
Oh, God.
The former Deputy Prime Minister, Lord Heseltine.
He strangled a dog!
Has denied...
He strangled a dog!
Okay, yes, he did strangle it.
Michael Heseltine has strangled a dog.
Yes, John. Are you trying to steal my thunder here?
I'm trying to strangle your thunder.
Please don't do that.
Okay.
Okay, so former PM Lord Heseltine has denied killing his mother's dog.
He killed it the next day, took it to be put down.
By choking him. Let's get more from Talk Radio reporter Alex Dibble.
The peer told a magazine he'd pulled his Alsatian's collar tight after Kim had started biting him and that the animal then went limp. He was put down the next day. Now, Lord Heseltine insists the vet made the call because the dog was dangerous and the collar incident hadn't harmed him at all. It all comes after Lord Heseltine claimed to have shot dead 350 grey squirrels in 6 months.
Does he eat them?
I don't know what
he said.
He
said it hadn't harmed the dog. It went limp. That's a harmed dog. Unless it went to sleep, which I doubt. You can't get to sleep while being strangled. Well, anyway, we'll move on from that. But the point is, he strangled a dog.
Yeah.
This is the best politician versus animal story since David Cameron put little David into that dead pig's face.
Brilliant. Mm. So, as a little adage to that story, not David Cameron and Piggate.
Yeah.
The RSPCA says it's not going to investigate the historical incident, but says there's no rule that dogs should be automatically put down if they bite someone.
No, that is true. That's absolutely right. Each case has to be investigated on its merits. Did they consider putting Michael Heseltine down?
No.
So he strangled a dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. In more positive dog news, a dog who was almost put down due to crippling arthritis is now walking again thanks to a painkilling treatment. Bill, who's an 11-year-old Springer Spaniel, could barely get out of bed, and when he did, his back legs dragged on the floor. But his owner, 64-year-old Doreen, says she used to cry her eyes out because of how much he was suffering. Aww. But now his condition's improved. Really good news.
Suffering, poor dog. Mark Heseltine would have put that down.
Moving on. And finally, a giant panda has wrestled a man to the ground after he sneaked into his enclosure in China.
What?
A giant panda.
Oh, yeah.
So this man, he was...
Was it Lord Heseltine?
No. It was not. The visitor, who was apparently trying to impress his female friends, eventually managed to get away from 19-stone Mi Ling with just ripped trousers.
And there was Victoria with animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
It's your favourite one, isn't it?
I love it so much. And I made it. And I've heard it so many times, but it always cracks me up.
Good, as long as you're happy. Right, that was Victoria with Animal News. Thank you, Victoria.
Bye!
See ya.
Right, now then, we're very shortly going to be joined by, one of the world's best-selling authors. who is Ian Rankin. He'll be joining us on the show. I'm going to say after the adverts. Before that, what?
No, go on.
What?
No, I just want to see where you're going with
this. Oh, there's a trail to play.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I was going. Where were you going with it?
I thought you were throwing to adverts, but we're a bit early.
No, I'm going to the trail.
Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, then we'll have Ian.
Good. Ian Rankin joining us very shortly. Here's a trail that will be played out when Marta presses the appropriate button on the mixing desk that's through the glass.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Or as your digital radio might say, because the screen isn't wide enough to fit the whole slogan on, Talk Radio, we'll get you. In actual fact, our guest today is a man. He's worked as a grape picker, a swine herd, a tax man, an alcohol researcher, a hi-fi journalist, a college secretary, and, he's been a punk musician in a band called The Dancing Pigs. Nice link back to David Cameron there. There's also the small matter of some books. Ian Rankin, hello.
Hello.
How are you? OBE.
OBE, yeah.
DL.
Ian Rankin, OBE.
Yeah, OBE. DL and FRSE. Well, I know OBE we know. What's DL and then FRSE?
DL is Deputy Lieutenant of the City of Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, which you are.
There's plenty of us. And FRSE is Fellow of the Royal Society of Edinburgh.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
What?
And currently Professor.
Oh, currently Professor.
I'm Professor of Creative Writing at the University of East Anglia until Christmas. So I'm getting my new passport done and everything while I can still call myself professor.
And that also gives you educational discounts on various products.
There you go.
You know, computers and such like.
Yeah. So. Other universities are available.
They are, yeah. But they didn't get you in as professor, so that makes them all really not as good.
Well, no, but no comment.
Good, fine. Well, look, it's really good to have you in. Obviously, you've not done badly, have you, really, let's be honest, over the years?
Well, I mean, if you'd seen me in the early years, Joe, when I was really struggling, you know, I was having panic attacks and I was thinking I couldn't keep body and soul together. Writing 2 books a year just to survive. So when success came, I sort of embraced it.
Yeah.
But it took a long time.
Was it 6 years, am I right, saying that you were doing? Was it longer than
probably
that?
Probably more than that. Okay. I mean, it was Rebus book number 7, but I'd written other books. So it was about a dozen books before I kind of thought I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And the public started to agree.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
You always need them on your side.
And, you know, and they started buying them, but not just borrowing them from libraries or borrowing them off mates, but actually spending money to buy them. And suddenly I went, oh, okay. Yeah, it took a while. And in fact, it's only in the last 3 years that I've hit the New York Times bestseller list.
So actually, isn't it?
That's like 30 years to get there.
Yeah, because the level of success that we associate you with, you'd think you'd have been there all the time in the New York Times.
No, it's kind of tough sell. I don't know, British crime fiction's a tough sell in America for a lot of authors. A lot don't break through. It's kind of, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. How about a lot of Americans possibly not that interested in the UK? What can I tell you?
Well, I don't know. It's one of its most famous exports at the moment. Donald Trump likes Scotland particularly, of course.
Well, his mum or his granny? His granny came from the Western Isles, and he's built a couple of golf courses.
That's right.
In Scotland. Not with some controversy along the way. There's a film called You've Been Trumped that's quite interesting about his attitude towards the people who were getting in the way of him starting the first golf course.
Yeah.
And they've just crowdfunded a follow-up to it. Which, you know, hopefully is going to come out in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
And make his Christmas all the cheerier.
What do you make of the whole Trump-Clinton? I mean, because what's weird to me is that the polls keep changing, and then Clinton was 12 points ahead, and then this email thing happened, or the reinvestigation happened, and now Trump, we learned today, has now gone ahead in the polls. And bearing in mind what he's accused of doing, I can't see how that's equated in the eyes of the American public.
No, so. I mean, it is like Armando Iannucci's made it up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, honestly, it's like watching Charlie Brooker or something is in charge of the American election.
Yeah.
It's beyond satire. And if Trump does win, we could have a president in the White House who's just about to get taken to court on rape charges.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be
a first. Yeah,
I think that would be a first. You know, I think I can genuinely say that's a first.
Listen, Ian, stay with us. We've got to go to traffic and travel and stuff, but we'll be back to talk more, obviously, about Rebus, about career, about the new book, which is out. Ian Rankin, very pleased to say Ian Rankin is joining us this afternoon on Talk Radio. and we will be back with more of him after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire license fees may apply.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
There's another massive week coming up on BT Sport. Man City face Barcelona again in the UEFA Champions League on Tuesday. Can Pep get his revenge? We'll also see what Arsenal can do against Ludogorets. On Wednesday, Spurs and Leicester continue their European campaign. And on Thursday, Man United visit Fenerbahce in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Sunday, Arsenal face Spurs in the North London Derby. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 in Essex is struggling northbound towards an incident between 7 for Harlow and 8 for Bishop Stortford. Two lanes are closed by a vehicle which has struck a bridge. The A30 through Bradford St Martin in Wilshire remains closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident. An accident on Derbyshire's A6 Matlock Road, it means that's closed between Ambergate and Cromford. The lorry and the car involved need to be recovered. And there's temporary lights on the A6 in Shap. That's because of an earlier vehicle fire around the B6261. I'm Jarena Adams.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 2nd and the 5th of November 2016 to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Get around the problem of getting around with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobility open days to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the higher rate disability living allowance or enhanced personal independence payment.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and we are joined by our guest this afternoon. It's only Ian Rankin. And as thousands, nay, millions of people already know, because they lap it up, there's a new John Rebus book out, which, of course, Ian has written, Rather Be the Devil, it's called. And where are we now in Rebus' career? Because he's retired a long time ago. Yeah. And I know you've said that you certainly won't kill him off. For those that are catching up, where are we in the world of Rebus now?
Well, he's retired, but he can't give up the job, as it were, so he always finds ways to inveigle himself into a police inquiry where possible. And because he's so well known in Edinburgh, in the police stations, he can usually get past the front desk. So he ends up wandering around going, what are you guys up to then? Can I help?
Yeah.
But he's got some health issues in this new book. He's 65 now, pretty much, so I said to a doctor friend of mine, what could he expect with his lifestyle? What could, you know, what's just been tapping him on the shoulder?
Yeah.
So we've gone for pulmonary problems. So mortality is kind of creeping closer. You said I couldn't kill him off. I mean, who knows? I mean, he might kill himself off before I get there.
Yeah, that's true.
With the lifestyle that he's had. But he's still a strong character. I still enjoy writing about him. People seem to like him.
Yeah.
In this new book, he's just, you know, him and there's a gangster called Cafferty who he's been close to down the years. And the pair of them are wondering, have they got one good fight left in them?
Hmm. And what is he? These are similar age.
Yeah, similar age, yeah. And they're kind of like almost like Cain and Abel or Jekyll and Hyde or something, or Holmes and Moriarty, I suppose.
Yeah,
you know, they need each other.
Yeah,
they can't imagine a world without each other.
Yeah, and in terms of where you, because I know that you, when you were, we were just talking about this a moment ago, but in terms of the first books you wrote, I think you were not necessarily aiming for crime fiction at all.
Not at the very start. No, yeah. I mean at the start, I thought I was going to be, I was smoking a pipe and wearing a tweed jacket. I was going to be a literary author. You know, that's what I wanted to be, and a professor of English. I was going to be.
You are now.
Creative writing, not quite the same thing. I'm still slightly down the rung of the ladder there, but never mind. I'm getting closer all the time. No, I mean, I thought I was writing an updating of Jekyll and Hyde, and it was just it happened to have a cop in it as the main character, and then it went into the crime shelf in the bookshops, and I was going, well, that's the wrong place.
Yeah.
And I would take it out of the crime shelf and put it in the literature section.
Good.
Go back next day, back in the crime section again. So I started reading crime fiction, and I just loved it. I loved the sense of place. I liked the strong plotting, the kind of roller coaster ride. In fact, it can take on big moral questions.
Yeah.
Great characters, complex characters at the heart of it all. And I just thought, yeah. And also, I think importantly, my dad, if he read anything, read thrillers.
Okay.
And I thought, I want to write the kinds of books my dad will read.
Is there a difference as an author between the, and this sounds very glib, but I don't mean it that way, between the kind of books that people want to read and the kind of books that people think they should read? I mean, what's your take on that?
I mean, I think there's a kind of book of the season and everybody wants to be seen with it, and it's some big, heavy literary tome that they never finish.
Yeah.
You know. And then there's the books that they really enjoy. And they keep those tucked away and read them at night in bed and sort of, you know.
Or on holiday.
Yeah, on holiday. Yeah, you've got that thing, the holiday read, the beach read.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying because these are books you should be reading at all times, not just on a beach on your holiday. But yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of Jilly Cooper, for example.
Okay,
big escapist fiction, lots of jokes, lots of puns, lots of lashings of sex, as she would probably say herself.
Yeah.
You know, she's not the greatest writer in the world, but she's an interesting stylist, and she keeps you turning the pages.
Yeah.
And that's what you ought to do. I mean, any writer, doesn't matter whether they're Salman Rushdie or me, any writer wants you to turn the pages.
That's the point. Yeah. Is there, because obviously you set the books are set in and around Edinburgh, of course, which is where you're from, and it shows the city in a kind of whole new light to those that might know the surface of the city for the festival. You know, the likes of me who go up, you know, once a year for the festival or however it might be, or you go up as a tourist. But the point of Rebus, it started going into the sort of hidden parts, because his favourite bar's down at, which is also yours, I think, down a little side alley, and it's not really a tourist trap, although it probably is now, because it's on the Rebus walking tour.
Yeah, there's a lot of Rebus fans come in, and the guy who owns the place gets a bit fed up, because sometimes they come in, use the loo, take a photograph, and then leave without buying a drink. He's going, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
So if you top tip, if you're going in, do buy a drink, keep a barman happy. I arrived in Edinburgh as a student, and I sort of looked around, and I thought, you know, the tourists are arriving and you see the castle and people playing the bagpipes and the museums and the culture and everything. But there's a real living, breathing city with real problems here. You know, had the terrible problems with unemployment and habitations that weren't fit for use, and drug problems and HIV in the late 70s, early 80s, which is what Irvin Welsh eventually wrote about in Trainspotting. And up until then, people had sort of thought of Edinburgh as being the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, this very kind of middle-class city with kind of private schools and posh people. And a lot of us were saying, well, actually, there is this big city out here that's got the same problems as anywhere else. Let's write about it. And crime fiction is great for that. Crime fiction is great at looking at society from top to bottom, and a detective gets access to every... He's got like an all-areas pass.
Yeah.
You know, backstage pass. So you can be talking to the politicians and the business people one minute and the dispossessed the next minute.
I asked, I tweeted earlier that you were coming on the show and had some questions from people for you. As we've just mentioned, Irvin Welsh, Dave, good Twitter name, do you think, Ian Rankin, a DC versus Marvel style Rebus versus Begbie... could be. He's written something on Broadpack. He's put top cop versus top hard swear word set in Edinburgh. I mean, that's a, it's a
crossover.
It's a future thought.
It's a crossover universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's like polarities. Once you start doing that, the whole universe collapses in itself, doesn't it? Whenever crime writers get together, we always say, wouldn't it be great if my detective and your detective worked together? We go, yeah, but, you know, after a few drinks in the bar,
yeah,
you go, that'd be fantastic. And then in a cold light of day, you go, no, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Like, you know, where universes shouldn't collide. Yeah. I mean, Rebus, I guess, as a younger detective, might have had some doings with somebody like Begbie. There are Begbie-style characters peppered throughout the books. He's never come up against the real Begbie. Yeah. And I dare say in a fight, the real Begbie would definitely have him these days, because Rebus is in his... Well, actually, Begbie's now a nice guy, isn't he? He's a nicer guy than
In the forthcoming sequel, I suppose.
Yeah, he doesn't use violence the way he used to. But Rebus then now is in his mid-60s, so he's lost that kind of physical threat that he used to have.
Yeah.
So he's got to make his wits and his wiles work for him instead.
Have you grown with the character in terms of... I mean, how... You know, because we all get older. So have you sort of brought your own? I'm not calling you old, but you know, your own aging process has gone to the page.
You know, I mean, as a famous musician once said, I ache in the places where I used to play. You know, and it's true. I mean, Leonard Cohen said that, and I think it's absolutely true. So I've got the creaky knees, I've got the hearings going, everything's going, and I just project it on Rebus,
yeah,
and say, okay, he's 10 years older than me probably. So what kind of state is he in? So he can't, you know, he's a bit like Frank Cannon. He can't go chasing after suspects. If they run down the street, he just phones it in and goes, I've got a suspect running away from me. I ain't chasing after them. so he has changed. I mean, he used to be this kind of big... I mean, he was in the army in the SAS before he was a cop, so he's been a big physical guy. And that's what you didn't get on TV when John Hannah played him on TV. You didn't get a sense of this big...
I was going to ask you about TV.
This kind of hefty...
Yeah.
I think Ken Stott has got a kind of bit more kind of... He's got a bit more heft to him.
He has. It's interesting when they cast well-known literary figures, isn't it? It's happened recently with Jack Reacher and Tom Cruise and all that. Because Tom Cruise does not look like Jack Reacher in anyone's mind. I mean, that's just a way of making a film, isn't it? But when it did happen, because you didn't have an input into the writing of the TV.
No, I didn't, and I didn't get any say in it. I mean, what happened was originally, I think the BBC got hold of it originally, and they were going to give it to Robbie Coltrane.
Which kind of...
Physically would have worked, yeah. He might have been a wee bit young for it at that time, I don't know. But then he went off and did Cracker instead, and it was in abeyance for a while. And then John Hannah's production company bought it. And the TV people said, well, look, if John Hannah promises to play Rebus, we'll put it on TV. So the only way to get it on TV was with John Hannah.
Yeah.
Whether he felt suited for it or not,
yeah,
he was doing it. And I thought he did a pretty good job of it. And he would do a much better job now because he's, you know, he's got a few more grey hairs now than he used to have.
Yeah.
He's not just a romantic lead that people used to think of him as for a while, or the kind of comedy lead that people thought of him for a while. But then he went to Hollywood to do various things, and they managed to persuade Ken Stott, and... Yeah, fans were a lot happier. I've never watched it, but fans I know were a lot happier with Ken
doing it. Yeah, because they are. I mean, once you start believing in a character and you follow all of the, you know, and you've read all of them, and they do something with it you're not quite keen on, and it changes. You know, it takes it out of your head into someone else's head. It does change what's going on, doesn't it?
It does. And a lot of the time on TV, because they're trying to shoehorn a big plot into a small space, they do make lots of changes. They've got to, you know. But then readers who've grown up with the books and who know the books back to front will go, well, hang on a minute, that didn't happen in the book. And you go, no, well, it couldn't happen on TV the way it happens in the book.
Yeah.
So, there's all kinds of changes that happen. And that's why I decided never to watch it. And I've got all the DVDs at home, and I know it pops up late.
Did you buy them yourself, or was it a present?
I got sent some, and some I bought in a shop when they were really cheap. Still got the stickers on.
Yeah. Let's talk about music a bit as well, because obviously that infuses your writing. And I know you're a big music fan, and obviously through you, Rebus is a music, and you've used Stones titles as books and Leonard Cohen influences and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it about... about music that's so important, and how does it meld into...
Well, like every writer I know, I'd rather be a rock star than a writer.
Yeah.
You know?
I knew that was going to be...
Absolutely, yeah. And this is a kind of vicarious thrill for me. So the new book, Rather Be the Devil, is a song by John Martin. It's on his album Solid Air. One before that was a song by The Associates, a Scottish band from the 80s.
Yeah.
I use music a lot. And also I think it delineates character. You can tell what kind of person Rebus is from the fact that on his record deck will be stuff like Leonard Cohen or Van Morrison or Rory Gallagher or The Stones. So you get an idea of his age, possibly social background, the fact that he's not a party animal. He likes to listen to music on his own.
Yeah.
So you get all of that about the character, even if you've never met him before. So that's quite useful. And because there's so much music in the books, musicians have become fans. So I get to hang out with Van Morrison and I get to hang out with Jimmy Page.
What's it like hanging out with Van Morrison? Is he miserable?
No, behind the scenes he's absolutely fantastic.
Wait, so he just projects that kind of, that's his thing?
I don't know. I think he's nervous on stage. And I think he's a little bit shy on stage, and so he doesn't tend to talk much.
Yeah.
But backstage he's absolutely fine. And I mean, I've interviewed him a few times, and he's fine.
What's the best night out you've had with Van Morrison?
Best night out?
Yeah.
Possibly the first night out that I met him, because that sticks into my mind, and I didn't know if we were going to get on or not. He was deciding whether or not I would get to interview him on stage when his Collected Lyrics came out. And so we had dinner at a hotel in Edinburgh, and then we just hung out talking about music and talking about the blues. And then I went to his show, and it was an amazing show that night. And it just added that extra little special something that I'd actually had a dinner
with
Van Morrison before the show.
Yeah, we should have gone and had dinner before this.
We should have gone after.
We'll sort it out. Because you were talking earlier about you were in Waters doing a signing today, I think.
I did a signing at lunchtime in the City of London, and that was interesting. A couple of women came in who I think were having a good day out, shall we say.
Yeah.
One was from Dover, and I forget where the other one was from, but they'd come into London for the day, and they were very excited to meet the author of the Inspector Rebus books, and I think we're heading out to the pub after that. That was the start of their kind of day. And there was people, this guy there from Spain who had come to see me, someone who comes every year and gets me to sign the same book.
So
I've signed, I mean, he gets his new book as well, but he brings along an old book and he gets me to sign it. So I've now signed it four times.
I kind of like that.
It's quite fun, isn't it? It's a bit different.
I did a book signing. That's right.
Tell us about your book, John.
My level of success is a little lower than yours, but I did a book signing and it was at Waterstones, and the queue was, as someone described it, put it this way, outside the shop, right, there were two giant furry characters from the children's television programme Paw Patrol. And their queue was enormous.
They'd stolen your queue, man.
And I had to watch it through the window and just going, it's a bit embarrassing.
Now, we've all done that. I once had to fly from Seattle, which is about as far north in the States as you can go, to San Diego, which is as far south in the USA as you can go, to do a sign-in. Flew down there, 4 hours in the plane or whatever, taxi to the bookshop, got to the bookshop, stood there for an hour, not one person. Literally not one person.
For you?
Taxi back to the hotel, stayed the night, and then flew to the next city. You know.
I'm glad it happens to you as well.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. We've all got these horror stories. Come on.
Another couple of questions for you that came in just sort of finally. I know we're running out of time. This is from Self Pithy on Twitter. Since Rebus is in real time and will eventually die, do you envisage him being resurrected in the future as a hologram?
Oh, I don't know about a hologram. But yeah, think about literary characters, is they do come back to life. I mean, Sherlock Holmes hasn't gone away. He's been reinvented and reinvented and reinvented. And just because I decide to finish with Rebus doesn't mean to say that when I'm dead and gone, another writer can't take it on and do something different with it.
I'm happy to do that for you.
There you go.
Listen, Ian, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Zipped by. Ian Rankin, book's out now. It's called Rather Be the Devil. What number is it? It's
21.
21.
I know.
All right. Have you already started on 22?
No, I'm taking a year off next year.
Oh, so you're going to do a festival?
I'm going to do lots of festivals to celebrate 30 years of Rebus.
30 years of Rebus
next year.
Good stuff. Ian, pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in. That's Ian Rankin, by far the top, watch this, Rankin guest we've had on the programme. And we've had Kate Beckinsale. Right. I don't know. So, in the next bit of the programme, we will be giving away some meat. It's a budget thing, Ian. It's a budget. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or if you're wanting a box of organic veg, we have that as well. We give that away because we're not racist. That is in a game of band or demon. That's coming up in the next hour. And next, the big debate at 3. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca?
you'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again, pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon to you. It's just after 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK will fight back cyber attacks, calls for a review into rejected Orgreave inquiry, and Cosby's lawyers demand memory testing.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor insists the UK will strike back if it comes under a cyber attack. A package of measures aimed at protecting the government, businesses and citizens from online threats, including state-sponsored hackers, has been announced. Philip Hammond has been outlining what it will involve.
The new strategy is built on three core pillars: defend, deter and develop, underpinned by £1.9 billion of transformational investment.
Lewis Smith has been suspended for 2 months from gymnastics after appearing to mock Islam in a video. The Olympic silver medalist's friend, former gymnast Luke Carson, has been issued with a reprimand. Campaigners are considering seeking a judicial review after the government rejected calls for an inquiry into policing during the miners' strike. The Home Secretary says it's not in the public interest to examine what happened at Orgreave in South Yorkshire in 1984. It's claimed Iraqi special forces have taken Mosul's state TV building. Troops launched a massive operation 2 weeks ago to drive out the Islamic State group from the city. UKIP leadership contender Paul Nuttall has told Talk Radio the party is at risk of tearing itself apart. His comments follow a high-profile argument last month between two MEPs in Strasbourg that ended with one in hospital. Mr. Nuttall says whoever replaces Nigel Farage needs to unite the members.
UKIP hasn't been a happy place for 18 months. It just needs to be brought together. It needs someone who's not part of any faction. Otherwise, it may well not survive. And that is something I could not leave on my conscience. I know I have to step in.
Three other people are vying to become the next leader: John Rhys-Evans, Peter Whittle and Suzanne Evans, who will be speaking to Julia tomorrow. And Bill Cosby's lawyers are demanding competency and memory tests from 13 women who've accused the entertainer of sexual assault. The 79-year-old denies any wrongdoing.
Talk Radio national weather.
England and Wales staying mostly cloudy with a few spots of rain, dry and bright elsewhere, but feeling cooler with highs of 13 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
Great. Victoria back, of course, in 25 minutes with the news at 3.30, which may or may not be the same.
It won't be the same.
Might be similar.
It'll be similar, but it won't be the same.
Okay. Ben's here with the pre-recorded sport, and that's never the same, is it? Because Ben does the pre-recorded sport live from a different place each day. Today, Ben has the pre-recorded sport live from a rowdy classroom that's filled with yelling goats.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There are three British sides in Champions League action this evening. Arsenal can qualify for the knockout stages in Talk Sport's live commentary game. They travel to Ludogorets. Over on Talk Sport 2, we full live coverage of Celtic's trip to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Brendan Rodgers' side were beaten 2-0 in the reverse fixture in Glasgow. Despite that, the Celtic manager is confident of their chances.
It's not that we can win here. You know, if we perform to the level that we know we can, then, of course, it's a possibility for us, or else we wouldn't be.
In the other game in Celtic's group, Manchester City host Barcelona. Some other football news in brief. There are two games in Sky Bet League One this evening. Bristol Rovers are at home to Fleetwood and Coventry host Chesterfield. Inter Milan have sacked head coach Frank de Boer after he won just four of his first 11 league games. He only joined the club pre-season. Finally, Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho could find out today if he'll face punishment for being sent to the stands. And their goal is draw with Burnley at the weekend. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
That's, it's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from a rowdy classroom. It's got goats in it. Goats that are yelling. That's actually goats. I'm not. On the radio. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Mr.
Thank you. Okay, just gone 3 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes, but you know that. So I don't know why I'm telling you that. You know that already, because I just said it a minute ago. Big debate on the way very shortly indeed. Before that, just a reminder that you can win some meat this afternoon in a game of Band or Demon, a post-apocalyptic Halloween game of Band or Demon. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
If you'd like to win some meat, choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Also, don't forget, if you want to get rid of a dog this afternoon, simply tether it up outside the Talk Radio studios in London's fashionable London, and we will pass it on to Michael Heseltine, who will strangle it. So it's our dog service coming to you this afternoon only on Talk Radio. Right, it's time for the big debate. So Michael Heseltine has killed a dog. We learn from the news that the former Defence Secretary and ex-Deputy Prime Minister once choked an Alsatian after it bit him. Not to death, we understand, just into unconsciousness. That's what he says. All right. Of course, though, we do know now that Heseltine also did the same to Margaret Thatcher after she turned, saying that he strangled her with her chain. Something that later got blamed on her own health. It's now suspected that the former Environment Secretary and President of the Board of Trade also killed Harambe the gorilla, Prince, and Osama bin Laden. And that lion, Cecil. But are people outraged at Heseltine killing a dog? After all, at what David Cameron did to that already dead pig. On the line, listening to me not use the word temperature at all during that, is Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very well,
I just heard you say temperature now, though, and I'm livid.
That exactly. That's the point, isn't it? You heard me say temperature in that last sentence, and you phoned in because of that on our new cheaper phone number, 03444991000.
Yes, I did. I preempted you.
Yes.
I knew you would do it.
I know you did. You're very angry, aren't you?
Livid. I've sent off 10 Ofcom complaints already.
Good. Right. What is it? What is your problem with the notion of temperature overall?
It's so bloody pointless. It's one of those age-old questions, isn't it? What is temperature? There's no point to it. What is temperature? It's like, how do they make curly whirlies? How come you only hear the same 10 people on the big debates? It's one of those questions.
Yeah, it is. I mean, these are impossible questions to answer. You're absolutely right.
They really are.
But in terms,
I'll answer this one, though. I'll try my best to. Temperature is nothing but a hindrance, especially if you're male.
Yep.
If conditions are too cold, the male scrotum tightens up and becomes small and wrinkly and you get laughed at.
Yes.
But if it's too warm, it becomes very loose and you run the risk of sitting on your gonads.
Right, it's a good point. Let's bring in Dora. Dora? Good afternoon. How are your testicles?
Well, I haven't seen one since 1972.
Did you just see the one?
Yes, yes. I was with Bernie Wentworth. Can I ask Alan? Was it Alan?
Alan.
Hello.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Dora.
I'm just to say, I'm a little old lady, so probably best you let me win or you're going to look like a pig. But on the note of temperature, how will you know if your juices run clear?
Alan, do you have a problem knowing whether your juices run clear?
Are we still on the subject of scrotums?
No.
I don't know.
Okay. Dora, he doesn't know.
Right. Well, that's another question. How would he know if he's ill? Because if you can't take your if you can't see with your temperature changing,
yes.
Listen, I used to know Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And he used to, occasionally, he used to dress as a dog and go to the vets for the sole purpose of getting his temperature taken. And the vet knew it was him, but he didn't mind because he was a big fan.
Yes.
They used to think of the
Yes. When he went to the vet and to have his temperature taken.
Taken.
Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra. Did they call him Old Brown Eye?
No. But he did insist on having it done his way. Think of the mercury that would be polluting our rivers, streams and seas if it wasn't safely locked away inside thermometers.
It's got a good point there, Alan.
I'm glad Dora brought this up. I implore everyone listening right now to break their thermometers and pour the fluid inside down the plug hole immediately.
You can't pour mercury down a plug. You can't do that.
Of course you can.
No, you can't. No,
get a big tub of it.
Don't you remember in the 1950s, Alan? Do you remember in the 1950s what they did? And I know Dora was about 100 then, so she'll remember. They used to fill people with mercury, didn't they, in the 1950s? This was before thermometers were invented. And to take people's temperatures, they'd pour mercury into the people, and they used to have transparent tummies, and they'd see how high the mercury went. You remember this?
No, that's right. If they burst open, you knew they had a temperature.
Exactly. And how do you think Freddie Mercury got his name?
I'd imagine the very same way.
Mm. Yes. Let me ask you this. The temperature, the body regulates the temperature, of course, through the hypothalamus. This is interesting, and I want to know what you both think about this. There's a movement now to take out the hypothalamus, and because the theory is we control it, our bodies control the hypothalamus, but that's not fashionable. The way to control your temperature now, of course, is via an app, and you don't even need to be near your hypothalamus, and you can control it via an app, like it's called a Nest or something, isn't it? And you've seen the adverts, and you can control your hypothalamus in your brain before you even get home, and with this app, and the hypothalamus is obviously surgically removed from the body and attached to your central heating system. But what do you make of that? Isn't this just moving temperature on into different directions, Dora?
Well, this is all just going too far, isn't it? All this apps business. I mean, I haven't even really fully got my head around Grindr. I have, really. But, you know, you don't need all this apps business when your body does it for... Listen, back in the war, we didn't have temperatures.
Does Alan want to live in a world without bananas?
Please.
Sausages.
What's that? What's that got to do with anything?
I will let you carry on, but I want to pick you up on one point. You say there wasn't temperature during the war. There was. It was powdered temperature.
Well, which, if you call that temperature as well, I'm a Dutchman.
Have you ever been a Dutchman?
Yeah, I did once or twice, actually, for Max Bygraves, but I can't really go into it.
Okay.
Is he dead?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, then I did dress up as a Dutchman all the time. He loved it.
Good.
The tulip. Oh, should see his eyes water.
Let me bring Alan back in here. Alan,
can I come back in?
Yes, well, I want to talk about the bear riots of the 1980s. You remember the bear riots when the story of Goldilocks was instrumental in this. There were there was rioting bears, and you because you remember there were the too hot, too cold thing just right. There was bears in the streets are running battles with the police. Amber Rudd, of course, has just rolled out an inquiry into this. And and the bears once, you know, because their furniture got broken, didn't it? Their furniture got smashed up during this.
Yes, it was terrible.
The chair, the little chair.
I'm glad an inquiry has been called into this long last, because this is it's been at the forefront of the nation's memory for decades now.
Yeah.
I see, you know my opinion, I think all temperatures should be banned.
I know you do, I know, but you've got to look at the practicalities as well of this. I mean, just very quickly, have a quick listen to this. Now, of course, that's Foreigner and Cold as Ice, isn't it? That's Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Yes.
And
I voted to get rid of that.
Yeah, well, I know. Now, have a listen. Have a listen to this. So, what do you make of this? What do you make of this, Alan?
Well, it only backs up my point further. All temperatures should be totally banned, thrown out of the window, and we should just have not even a neutral state of temperature, just no temperature.
Well, that's by the merry men. You're not a very merry man, are you, Alan, with your anti-temperature naysaying? Dora, what do you make of Foreigner's Cold of Ice and Hot, Hot, Hot by the merry men?
I can only put this down to some kind of racism. I'm not entirely sure why, but he can't celebrate differences. In temperature?
Yeah.
Is that what this is about? Hmm?
Yes.
Are you a racist, Alan?
Yes.
See?
I thought you were as well, John. That's why I called up.
No, you meant to call LBC.
Oh, have they got an O3 number?
One, mate.
Oh, I might have got confused.
Yeah, you did. Look,
because LBC stands for little... No, never mind.
Okay. So, listen, we're out of time for the debate, I'm afraid. So, on whether or not we need temperature. Alan, could you sum up the debate in one word for me, please?
Tepid.
Thank you. And Dora?
Rectal.
Thanks very much. That's the debate today. Do we need temperature? Well, do we? Over to you. Do we still need temperature in post-Brexit Britain when we've got strepsils and USB cables? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. That's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right. Sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the five-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shot.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 is struggling. This is north towards problems between 7 for Harlow and 8 for Bishop Stortford. Two lanes are closed. That's the recovery of a vehicle which has struck a bridge. You'll find Wiltshire's A30 through Bradford. St Martin remains closed in both directions after a serious accident involving three vehicles. No change for Derbyshire's A6 Matlock Road through Ambergate. That's closed both ways after a lorry and a car were involved in an accident. But better news in Antrim. The A26 through Ballymoney has reopened and delays are easing around the Greenmount roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postmen. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. That was a big debate, of course. And the question that we asked you, is temperature necessary? Do we still need temperature in post-Brexit Britain when we've got strepsils and USB cables? A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius.
John, lots coming in. John, if we get rid of all the mercury in thermometers, we'll have to send it back to Mercury. This will affect the solar system, yep. Increasing gravity, which will make you a fatty bombatty.
Yeah, thank you very much.
John, may I remind you the Katy Perry lyrics? You're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out, you're up and you're down. Thank you very much for that. It's a good point.
It is a good point, thank you. John, of course, we'd have to agree on a temperature. If you were going to get rid of temperature, you'd have to have a temperature to agree on. So things would not be hot or cold, they'd just be a fixed temperature. I suggest that of urine. If we do away with boiling and freezing, and everything is just the temperature of urine.
We should say fresh urine.
You're absolutely right, because then it's sort of warm, but not hot, nor cold. So no. The temperature of fresh urine will become the international standard of temperature. This means, of course, though, that freezers will have to be disposed of, which is an environmental problem. We know now you can recycle freezers to make soup. Gazpacho, though, obviously, which is a problem in itself, because gazpacho is cold soup. So what do you have to do? You have to urinate into a bowl of soup. Don't urinate on a minefield. That's very dangerous. And someone else, thank you, that's good. That's good advice. And John, what about Walt Disney's head, which of course is famously frozen, and that would thaw out. And someone else has just written the word flasks. Thank you very much for those reactions. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's actually on the radio. And now it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. So each weekday afternoon here on the radio, specifically the Talk Radio, we have the Diversity Paper Review. A different diversity comes along and reviews the day's papers for us. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back our very good friend Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good. You?
I'm very well.
You're slightly out of breath, Josh.
I'm a physical specimen, so I'm never really quite out of breath. But it's raining slightly, so you know.
You are a physical specimen. I agree with that. You are that. So, remind us of your diversity, Josh.
Black British, sir.
That's correct. And you it's raining slightly. Your paper's damp.
No, not at all,
good. They've sheltered your papers.
Yeah, it hasn't been sweat. I was going to open up my umbrella, but it didn't seem like there would be a specific need to. It didn't seem that heavy.
So, not just diversity paper viewing, but also weather insight with Josh there.
Indeed.
So this is very good.
Of course.
So, where are you going, Josh? What tales from the tabloids?
Oh, there's so much.
Go on.
Oh, there's so much good stuff. You're going to like this.
Go
first
on, then.
One. You're going to like it.
All right,
cool. So, BBC News. So, there's a woman. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I believe it's Zhao Lo.
Xiaolo
is spelled X-I-A-L-O.
Oh. Okay.
And this woman from China, she reportedly got 20 boyfriends to each buy her an iPhone 7.
What?
Which she then sold. She sold all 20 and used the money to make a down payment on a house in the countryside.
In
China.
That is amazing. So she's got 20 boyfriends, and did she get them with a specific intention of getting
exactly
the iPhones?
Precisely. So she put a down payment down on the house. She sold it to predate it. She sold the iPhone 7s to a site called Hui Shu Bao for 120,000 yuan, which is £14,500. She used that money to put a down payment down on the house in the country. And then
is she in a little bit of trouble for it, or is it perfectly acceptable?
I don't know.
Not
she
from
still
a moral
has
standpoint.
The boyfriends.
Yeah,
I don't.
I mean,
know
if they're all living with her, it's going to be a big house.
Yes, I can see it being a problem.
I mean, it's all a bit awkward, that, isn't it? Hi, who are you? I'm the other boyfriend. What did you do? I bought an iPhone. I did that.
On a serious note, though, I mean, because we had this conversation in the office, and some of the girls were like, "Oh my gosh, what a legend!" More stuff. Like, hold on a second. If the roles were reversed, let's say I had 20 girlfriends and I got them to buy me stuff, I'd be the villain of London, you know what I mean? But for them, an article said it was like, hero woman gets 20 boyfriends. I'm like, I find that fascinating.
Well, why don't we do a social experiment, Josh? Why don't you go out and get 20 girlfriends, right? and get them all to buy an iPhone. Come back next week and tell us how it went.
Get Cornelius to do it. Cornelius.
No, it's got to have a reasonable chance of working.
Cornelius would be much better with this.
So
the thing is, the challenge is just getting one person to do it.
Yeah.
Buy one iPhone. Then you got Tinder.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get all the other ones.
He's already got the plans. I haven't even thought of this.
He's thought it through. He never stops thinking about
Cornelius.
How to get a girlfriend.
That's my man.
Is your mum pregnant, by the way? Is that right?
No.
Someone in the office said earlier, your mum's pregnant.
Hold on a second.
Not, like, no.
Does that mean you're going to be your own brother dad?
No.
How does that work?
No.
Your own father brother?
No, because you know we're doing a big announcement very soon regarding myself.
Yeah.
Someone asked me if it was... I think it was you who asked me, is your mum pregnant?
Jesus,
and I said,
mother stuff,
no.
Oh, I misheard myself.
You did.
Okay.
I'll be gone by then, so everything's okay with you, right? I need to stay.
It's big career news.
There's a big
Josh.
Career okay. Big career news coming up, Josh.
Good, good for you, my man.
But anyway, so take us elsewhere, Josh. Okay, lead us the merry dance.
Let's do it. All right, so Huffington Post, a woman's flatulence ignites during surgery at Japan's Tokyo Medical University Hospital. Her flatulence combined with a surgical laser sparked a fire which seriously burnt her legs and waist.
What?
This is in Japan.
What? So she's on.
You just search it. It's hilarious.
She's on the table.
Yep. So apparently they're doing some kind of operation into her cervix involving a laser. She broke wind, and as a result, the
laser,
the methane from the flatulence connected with the laser, which started a fire, which burnt. It actually properly burnt her.
Oh my
legs and waist.
Oh my god.
Seriously, yeah. Yeah, yeah, crazy stuff. Happened.
I didn't even know women farted. I had no idea. I mean, apart from Cass, obviously, because of all the eggs she eats in the office. But that's shocking. So that's has that ever happened before? Because that's now a proper medical danger.
That
could happen to any of us if you're being lasered in the area.
Imagine that. Oh,
I don't want to imagine that.
Oh, it'd be horrible. Just knowing how it happened in your head is because you broke wind. That's why you got like third degree burns over like a half of your body.
That's sure. Is she all right now?
No, she's actually she's messed up.
You would be, I suppose. Yeah, that is terrible.
It's not good.
That could have really changed that scene in James Bond where he's strapped to the table.
Can you imagine?
Goldfinger.
Satirical.
Was it Goldfinger? It was Goldfinger.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that Die Another Day when Halle Berry was tracked to the table, didn't she?
Oh, as no an wonder. Homage to that, yeah, yeah.
No wonder I remember that. No wonder.
Yeah,
no wonder.
Yeah. No, Mr. But, Bond, I expect you to fight. Goldfinger, do you expect me to die? Do you expect me to talk? That was the line, wasn't it? I'm trying to do Sean Connery there. Greetings, mush money penny. Greetings. A round of golf, perchance.
Pull my finger.
Oh, my Lord. Who's the guy from Family Guy, the guy with the chin?
Quagmire.
Yeah, kind of like a cross between that and Sean Connery.
Thanks for that. Final story, Josh.
The range of voices you have, sir.
Yeah.
Daily Mail. So, you heard about this Mariah Carey thing?
No, I'm going to say no.
So, Mariah Carey, she
she's farted.
She she was the one on the table. Yeah. She broke from her fiancé, James Packer, who's an Australian billionaire.
Yes.
And she's demanding that he buys her an LA mansion as part of a $50 million settlement.
She wants to get herself some iPhones.
And the the reason being is apparently because she had to cancel part of her tour and she had to uproot her family from New York City to Los Angeles. However, she's still wearing the $10 million engagement ring he bought.
Oh, I did hear about that. That's right. This engagement, because we heard about this in some showbiz news.
Showbiz news we've released last week. It seems to have developed into this house story.
It's gone into house news now. Yeah,
that's so ludicrous.
Property.
Oh, my God. You know what? We had a conversation about this, too, just to finish off. So, Zena, one of my producers, was saying how rude it was.
Yeah.
If a guy asked for the ring back, if it's like really, really expensive, if he asked for it back, she said that would be considered very rude. But but then she also said that she would just give the ring back if that kind of happened. But
she should. What she should do, right?
Oh God, this isn't going to be good at all.
She should take that. She should take that ring off.
Right.
Pop it in her other one.
Other what?
Ring. Fart on it.
Oh my God.
Right. And then give it back to him.
I don't know how this went there. Well,
I'm just saying that's what. I'm just thinking of. Well, she could, couldn't she? I mean, if
shut up.
Okay, fine.
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Giving Mariah Carey if she wants to get back.
Would you give it back? Let's say, in a hypothetical sense, if you were a woman, would you give the ring back?
No.
Or would you keep the ring?
Would you? I mean, would you?
Because
Victoria's nodding vigorously.
We don't know. Are they still mates? Have they ended up in a feud?
They hate each other.
Really? Yeah, you wouldn't give it back.
Apparently,
then.
She was spending loads of money, and one of his aides hated the fact she was spending loads of money because he's obviously a very, very wealthy man. But she was just kind of killing it. But yeah, crazy stuff.
Victoria, you come and be the voice of. I asked Cass to be a female voice, but she hasn't got one. Victoria, if this were you, if someone had given you an engagement ring worth $10 million.
$10 million,
right? And then you split up with them, and they wanted it back, what would you say?
What would I say?
Yeah, would you give it them back?
I would, depending on the circumstances. So it seems like it's quite angsty, so maybe I would have a go at them and be like, here's your ring back!
What, you'd actually throw a shot, you'd throw a punch? Or
no, I'd throw the ring at them, and then they could scrabble around on the floor and pick it up.
Right.
That's lovely.
Would you fart on the ring first?
No!
Okay.
No one would do that!
Any potential suitors for Victoria? Call him.
Time to update your Tinder profile.
Are you on Tinder?
Can I do the news?
Yeah, we are very late. Come on, Josh.
Okay, fine. All right, Josh, thank you very
Pleasure.
Much indeed. Thank
Pleasure.
You. Thank you. That's Cornelius trying to do some producing there. Did you notice that? Oh, bless him.
Cheers.
Bless him. Right, that was Josh with the Diversity Paper review. In the next bit, you could win some meat in a game of Band or Demon, and we may, if we have time, talk to our foreign correspondent. Just after 3:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor's pledging to strike back against those who tried to harm the UK by launching cyber attacks. The government's new strategy coincides with warnings from Britain's spy chief about Russia using hacking as part of its foreign policy. Philip Hammond didn't mention Moscow by name, but did hint at its involvement in a cyber attack on a French television network.
Because of an attack purportedly from a terrorist group, but which some security companies have ascribed to a state with a record of other recent high-profile attacks. Answers on a postcard to number 11 Downing Street.
Olympian Lewis Smith has been suspended for 2 months from gymnastics over a video where he appears to mock the Muslim faith. The silver medalist, who since apologised, has revealed he's received death threats since the footage was posted online. Andy Burnham is challenging the Home Secretary on why she's refusing to hold a government review into the so-called Battle of Orgreave. Campaigners say they're considering seeking a judicial review into clashes between police and miners in South Yorkshire in 1984. For the first time in 2 years, Iraqi forces have entered the outskirts of Mosul as they tried to force out the Islamic State group. There have been 2 weeks of fighting with the army trying to regain control of the city. A two-year-old boy is in a critical condition after falling four stories from the window of a flat in Aberdeen. Police say they're carrying out inquiries but aren't treating it as a criminal act. And Zayn Malik has revealed he had an eating disorder during his time with One Direction. The 23-year-old, who suffers from anxiety, says it's when he looks back at pictures from 2 years ago when he realises just how ill he was. The weather clear tonight, staying windy in the east with scattered blustery showers across northeast Scotland. Lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow, after a chilly start, it will be fine.
Degrees.
Very cold. Yeah. After a chilly start tomorrow, it's going to be fine with plenty of sunshine, but it will feel noticeably colder. Rain in the northwest later on with highs of 11. There's more in not half an hour, but 23 minutes.
Right. I had to pop out during that just to discuss things. Did that all go fine? Any mistakes? It was absolutely.
There were a couple of mistakes.
Were there?
Yeah, I struggled with saying death threats.
Did you? How did you say it?
I can't repeat it.
Oh. Okay, sorry to hear that. That was Victoria with the news. She's back shortly with more of it. Right. 3:37. There will be some meat to give away in the next 20 minutes before we leave. And the big announcement about Cornelius's career move.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So we mentioned this yesterday and alluded to it. Big news, of course. James Whale, it's been announced now, will be joining Talk Radio to do evenings 7 till 10 on a weekday. James Whale joining us. Johnny Gould moving to weekends to do a paper review programme. So a couple of changes for you there. But we do have big news about one of our own, actually.
Hello.
Cornelius. Mm. The paid intern Cornelius has... well, you've had some good news, really, haven't you? I mean, it's excellent.
Yes, big announcement.
Yeah, so... I didn't want to throw it away. So a bit of production.
Okay,
for
nice.
You,
what,
if that's all right.
What have you got?
Well, I've got a tension drone.
Lovely.
The build up to your announcement.
Oh, perfect.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, hit it.
Okay, here we go. So the announcement is coming.
So Talk Radio has, as you know, John,
yes,
has been going for about 7 months now,
seven
and I've
months.
Been on this show as sort of the other one.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I worked with you before at different stations.
That's right.
Sort of. Never really in the limelight.
No.
But I am now very pleased to say that after all this time...
All the hard work you've put in.
All the hard work I've put
in. All the graft you do behind the scenes.
I've done some convincing, and I'd like to thank... I've been given an opportunity.
Yes.
I have finally been asked to present...
Oh, this is excellent. What?
The Beckenham Fireworks in the Park 2016.
Come
on! Whoa!
Well done, Cornelius.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. So you, as a result of being a minor celebrity from this programme, you've been asked to present the 2016 Beckenham Fireworks in the Park.
Yeah, the local firework display this Saturday. Croydon Recreation, Croydon Road Recreation.
Oh, you don't even know
ground,
where it is. Oh.
Commonly known as Beck Rec, as the us locals
yeah,
know it.
We locals.
yeah, and I will be your compere for the evening.
Right.
Of a firework display.
What do you have to do?
Well, I don't know, because I've been to many fireworks displays. I've not once noticed anyone presenting the fireworks.
No. Do you have to sort of describe them as they take it? Ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful golden blue shower there. A beautiful golden shower. it was not the first time you said that, but is that what you're going? Oh no, wait, it is. So are you going to describe?
No, I think I'm just going to be hosting. It's basically,
ladies and gentlemen, get your jacket potatoes from the van.
Yeah, a lot of that. It's basically the town's highest honour.
So, ladies and sort of, would the owner of car FFR49 please remove it, as it's blocking the truck that sells falafel. That sort of thing.
Yes, a lot of that. A lot of safety announcements and an interview, a big interview with the local MP, Colonel Bob Stewart.
Good.
Two interviews, actually.
Until the crowd are going to go wild for him.
Yes, he'll be there. He's confirmed, headlining. Is and there'll be fireworks. And also the all-important countdown, which will be led by me.
So if you are anywhere in the vicinity of Beckenham this Saturday night, I suggest you get far away from there. Otherwise, you might accidentally hear the dulcet tones of a man who can't read or speak properly attempting to host a firework display. And interviewing a local MP about local MP issues. What time does it kick off, Cornelius?
It starts at 6 o'clock with a no bangs display at 7 o'clock, and then the main display at 8 o'clock.
What's a no bangs display? Is it your life?
Actually, I'm going to write that down.
You can have that one. That's fine. There you go. Cornelius is hosting Beckenham's. Oh, the dizzy heights this programme has led you to.
Yeah, I know.
You know what we should do? We should, before the weekend, is get our dear listener to send in words and phrases you have to try and get in to your firework display hosting, and which you then have to record, and we'll play out on Monday.
Okay, yeah.
We'll start the ball rolling now. We'll do this. We'll get,
yeah.
But if you want Cornelius to say a thing, it can be anything. The more unbroadcastable to a crowd of people.
There's going to be quite a few people there.
I know.
A few thousand.
It's popular.
I know. And, yeah.
Well, so, a few thousand at the beginning. If you want Cornelius to say words on his PA system that it has to record, let us know what you'd like him to say. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
As long as you want Cornelius to say it to a group of people. In the next bit of the programme, we will be giving away some meat in a game of band or demon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations, like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk. today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, get a real deal on a 15 litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It's where the train go.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting, or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
There's another massive week coming up on BT Sport. Man City face Barcelona again in the UEFA Champions League on Tuesday. Can Pep get his revenge? We'll also see what Arsenal can do against Ludogorets. On Wednesday, Spurs and Leicester continue their European campaign. And on Thursday, Man United visit Fenerbahce in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Sunday, Arsenal face Spurs in the North London Derby. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 in Essex is struggling with fairly severe delays as you head towards problems near Junction 7 for Harlow. A vehicle struck a bridge earlier on and two lanes remain closed. Through Ambergate in Derbyshire, the A6 Matlock Road is still closed after an accident involving a lorry. A breakdown on West Yorkshire's Westbound M62 is causing delays as you head towards Junction 26 at Chain Bar. And some heavy traffic on the M4 through Neath Port Talbot. This is west around Junction 43 for Llandarcy. A vehicle's broken down on the exit slip. I'm Joanna Adams.
Cops versus robbers. The Capulets versus the Montagues. Drivers versus parking wardens. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
I'm Johnny Gould. Join me tonight from 7 only on Talk Radio. But it's not just me, it's Ash.
Raw man.
Engage yourself in radio folklore, phone calls and fun.
I'm Ash and he's Johnny and together we are the Brothers Gould.
Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Britain's 32nd most popular radio station out of a possible 39, but certainly Britain's most number one meat-giving away radio station that there is. By the way, some suggestions for you coming in already for what you should say at the fireworks, display. This is from Harry. He just says, every time you see someone with a dog at the firework display, just suggest a Heseltine. You don't take a dog to a firework display, do you?
No. You can, because there's a No Bangs display at 7.
Oh, take the dog to the No Bangs. But is it a display for pets? Is it a firework display for pets?
It's not. It's for children who might not like bangs. But right. I guess you could take pets along,
I don't see why not. If it's the bangs they don't like.
I don't know the rules are. Don't bring your pets.
No, don't bring pets. Or your children. very niche one from Mr. Biscuits there that has come in, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
I mean, that's neat. I mean, he's written this, right? Because, shall I explain the story? So when we used to be on a different radio station, right, back in, this time last year. We'd found out that Cornelius had attempted to woo the head of the Heart FM street team, which is some, what is it, the street team?
It's a promotional team.
That's what they go out and give out leaflets for Heart
yeah,
FM. Yeah,
I was a member of them.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had Congress, or an attempted Congress, with the leader of the said Heart street team at the time, right?
There are rumours.
Yes, that are true. And Mr. Biscuits has clearly remembered this from a year ago on Radio X, and he said, can Con say on the PA system, that firework reminds me of a time when I attempted to insert myself into the head of a Heart street team. He's written that.
I'm not going to be talking during the fireworks display.
What would you like Cornelius to say? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Twitter.
Please don't join in this.
Now, Cornelius as well. It's all about you today. Supposed to be going for a drink with Julia Hartley Brewer after the programme.
Yes.
That's a date. And
No, it's not.
It's a date, isn't it?
No, it's her team. It's our, the show team.
Oh, I thought it was a date, because apparently she...
No, stop it.
Anyway, the show team, which Cornelius is head of photocopying on, are going for a drink, and Cornelius doesn't want to go. So there needs to be an excuse. We're coming up with excuses for Cornelius not to go for a drink with Julia Hartley Brewer. Very helpful, because he's got to say something. Cornelius, what's been coming in? Yes. Yes.
Someone very funny, Patrick, has said, "Sorry, I'd love to go for a drink, but my mum isn't around to walk me to the bus stop."
Because your mum taught you how to kiss at a bus stop. James, I'd ideally like to go home still dry.
Because it's raining.
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Okay, let's play a game. Meat is what we've got to give away. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg if you're so disposed. We're doing it in a game of band or demon. A post-Halloween game of band or demon. On the telephone to play the game is Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you, Jess?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. And you're in Wales, Jess.
I am.
That's nice.
In lovely Wrexham.
Lovely Wrexham. Ah, is it lovely in Wrexham or is it like grey?
Grey.
Okay. All right. Now, Jess, we're heading towards 4 o'clock, but I need to give you some meat before then. Would you like chicken, beef or lamb or sausages?
Because it's a Tuesday.
Let's go for sausages.
So, strong choice.
Tuesday.
Strong choice. All right. Now, we'll get straight on with the game. So the idea is I'm going to call out some things, right, and their names, and it's names of genuine demons from when people had belief in demons. It's Halloween themed, you see, Jess. Or the name of bands, and you'll be playing against Paid Intern and Beckenham Fireworks.
Host of the Beckenham Fireworks in the Park.
2016, Cornelius, in a game of band or demon. Here we go. Right, alphabetical order, of course. Jess versus Cornelius. Jess first. Band or demon, Jess. Lady Midday. Lady Midday. Is that the name is the name of a mythical demon or a band?
Well, I feel like you're probably going to trick me, but I would say that was a band.
It's a demon. It's a demon, weirdly. Yeah, it's good. It could go either way. Spirit Ark, Cornelius. Spirit Ark.
Band.
Demon. Raging Demon.
That's got to be a band.
He's a band, good. Lemon Demon.
They're a band. I have one of their songs.
It is?
Yeah. Oh.
Baphomet. Baphomet.
Demon?
Demon.
Hey.
Screw Tape.
Demon.
Yes, from the C.S. Lewis book, Screwtape Letters. Adramelech. It's not Welsh. Adramelech.
I didn't think it was. A band?
Demon. Demon. Balam. Balam.
Band.
Demon.
Oh.
Balam and the Angel. Balam and the Angel.
Band.
Band, yes. Cornelius, Decay of the Angel.
Band.
Band. Lucifuge Rofocal. Lucifuge Rofocal. I know. Lucifuge Rofocal.
Demon.
He's a demon, yeah. Aswang.
Demon.
Yeah, Filipino demon, mate. Aswad.
A demon.
No, it's a band. Oh, Aswad are a band. Aswan.
band?
No, it's a dam in Egypt. Tizimin. Jess.
Demon.
Yes. Norse dwarfs, Cornelius.
band.
It's a band. Cornish Owl Man.
Let's go for demon.
It's a band. Long Husky Vortex, Cornelius.
Band.
Demon. Jess. Willy.
band.
Slavic Demon. W-I-L-I, Willy. Jicky Minky. Jicky Minky.
Demon.
Is a Japanese demon. Sorry.
Yes.
And finally, Jess, band or demon? Demon Dog Sperm.
Band.
It's a band. Michael Heseltine killed them.
No, he did. Shut up.
Oh, no, you're right. He just strangled them. Sorry. He had them put down the next day. Right. Now then, Sam Delaney's on his way in. So, very quickly, let's find out what the scores were, which I imagine Asprod Cass has been doing through the glass. The scores. Asprod Cass is through the glass. What are the scores, Cass? What are the scores? Jess versus Cornelius, what are the scores?
Con got 6.
Yes.
Jess got 6.
Are you making that up?
No.
No, I've been counting.
All right. In that case, Jess is the winner. Congratulations, hey! Jess. Well done, Jess. You're the winner. Well done. You've won some sausages, Jess.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes. They're now on the way to Wales to see Jess. More meat to give away tomorrow, of course, in our traditional game of Dead or Alive. That's just about it from us. Sam Delaney's joined us. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm all right, thanks. Not too bad, all things considered. Mm. I'll quickly talk you through the subjects we are talking about on the show today. A campaign group is saying that children should be taught about pornography before puberty.
That's not right.
Yeah, well, no. Well, we'll find out. Obviously, yeah, my first instinct is yours. But, you know, what do we know?
Well, I don't know anything
exactly
about pornography.
Exactly. No. So we will be speaking to Martin Daubney, a journalist, broadcaster, someone who tours the country giving talks about this sort of thing, about, you know, kids being educated in the right and wrong ways about this sort of stuff. Speaking to him very shortly. Interested in your views. Do you think that's too young to talk to kids about pornography?
Although you might, because that is interesting, because when you start thinking about it, you go, well, look at them now being sexting each other all the time.
That's it.
Being too young to understand what they're really doing. So I suppose that is a good point.
The point is, they are exposed to, you know, I mean, it's a cliche, but time was when you and I were young lads, the only pornography you would be exposed to is if you kick over an old dustbin.
Exactly right.
And they fall out.
Or go to the hedge.
Yeah, exactly. The hedge. And they were very often water damaged. Yeah. And it just wasn't something that happened every day all around you. But now it's like, so if young people are going to be exposed to it anyway, so then maybe they should be educated about it. But anyway, you know, inviting calls on that. We're going to be talking about, you know, Louis Smith laughing at his friend doing a cruel impression of a Muslim and getting a ban from doing gymnastics.
Yes.
I mean, strange world we live in.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll pick the bones out of that at the moment. It sounded a bit like a day to day headline. Banned from gymnastics.
It's been a day of that because Michael Heseltine strangles dog was.
I'm pretty sure that was one. Chris Morris is scripting all actual news today and for one day only. They call it Chris Morris Day. And less Chris Morris, we're doing about the minimum wage. So we got that and a bunch of others. Oh no, hang on. Here's another Chris Morris one. We genuinely are doing. It's a genuine story. I'll just read the headline. Scientists fight an endangered tortoise with a secret weapon, lasers. I'll leave it at that.
All of that with Sam Delaney after 4 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.